Absolutely fascinating stuff. Well, it's not quite the good news I thought, not involving the dentist drill, but it'll do. Well done, Professor Paul Sharp. Thank you for joining us. He's Professor of Craniofacial Biology at King's College London, and he's headed the research lab behind this work. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you very much to him for joining us. I'll be back, of course, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Paul Ross here every morning from 6 till 10 every weekday with all your breakfast show needs. But delighted to say Mr. John Holmes is with us now. Tell us what's happening on his show from 1 o'clock.
That's right. And we will be giving away some meat because it's a Tuesday. So
that's the rule.
The rule is,
gotta have a system.
Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg because we're not racist.
Because a lot of people are trying to be healthy this new year. Trying to sort of maybe cut down on their, maybe, you know, some of the less healthy aspects of their diet. A lot of people feel that way about meat. I mean, I'm just thinking maybe, you know.
Well, that's why we've got a box of organic veg. That's why. We're catering for everyone. Everyone, yeah. Even vegetarian people. So that's happening.
They kick up a stink otherwise, don't they?
They do stink. We'll be talking about that.
Those are not the views of talk radio or vice. Some of my closest friends.
Stink.
Well, then. Yeah, there are more smelly ones than vegetarians. You're quite right. It's 12:58, so John Holmes with the usual nonsense from 1 o'clock on his show. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Richard from Rotherham visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as no arrangement fees, he can buy from any deal he likes. So congratulations, Richard. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in Central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good Tuesday afternoon to you, if I'm being specific. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn calls for wage cap, Norway killer gives Nazi salute, and Hiddleston apologises.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says he wants to introduce a maximum wage. The Labour leader says the pay earned by some footballers is ridiculous. He says if his party comes into power, they'd address the pay gap.
We're looking at a higher minimum wage of £10 per hour. What we're also looking at is the inequality of the grotesque levels of difference between the average wages paid in our society and the sort of telephone number salaries that are paid at the top end of it.
300 jobs are going at the post office. The Communication Workers Union says it says branches are closed and franchised. A 15-year-old girl has been questioned in connection with the death of a 7-year-old in York. She died after being found with life-threatening injuries yesterday. Boris Johnson says Donald Trump's team want to get rid of trade tariffs between the UK and the US straight away. The Foreign Secretary has visited senior Republicans in Washington. He's told the Commons there's a huge amount of goodwill towards the UK from the US president-elect and his advisers.
Now is the time to do a free trade deal. They want to do it. They want to do it fast. And that understanding was most vivid and most urgent on the part of the incoming administration.
Norwegian mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik has given a Nazi salute at the beginning of a court hearing. The country's government is trying to overturn a decision that keeping him in isolation since he massacred 77 people in 2011 has violated his human rights. And Tom Hiddleston has apologised after he was accused of telling a self-indulgent story during his acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. He spoke about his humanitarian work while picking up the award for Best Actor in a TV series, The Night Manager.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Do you like the way you emphasise certain words, Victoria? You do give them news clout, don't you?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. You emphasise words, like sort of, you know, just to clout them through the radio grill.
That's what you're meant to do as a newsreader.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't often hear people doing it as well as you, I'll be honest.
When you say well, do you actually mean that?
No. But I don't hear them do this. I don't hear them do it with quite the force. It's like you hone in on key words. And it's good because it makes them stand out.
Okay.
Massacred. He did that. That was quite good.
Well, he did massacre. I know. It was a horrendous story.
I know. And you brought that. What was the other one you said as well? There was one just after that as well. There's another one.
Was it self-indulgent?
Might have been, yeah.
Maybe. Right. About Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. But it sounds like a little bit of your personal feelings creeping through, which you're not allowed to do, but I quite like that you sort of do it in word form. Self-indulgent Hiddleston.
Anyway, I'm going to skip past what you've just said.
Okay.
Generally cloudy today with some sunny spells in eastern regions. Patchy light rain across the north and west, highs of 10 degrees.
See, there was no emphasis there on a region you might like more than others. That's quite flat, wasn't it? There.
All right.
I've got a bone to pick with you, by the way.
What's this?
A bone.
All right.
I'm going to put my bone picking towards you.
I wondered what you were going to say then.
It's that yesterday, during your weather,
yes,
on the programme, you said to me it wasn't going to rain last night.
No, I said rain is clearing.
Yes, but it the opposite happened to me.
And well, because, it depends at what point in the evening, because when I left work at 7:05, the rain had cleared.
Well, I got caught in a massive rainstorm at 7:25, and I didn't have an umbrella because you said not to. And
yes, but where would you have got, like, why didn't you have one?
Well, because you said not to.
You were ill prepared at the start of the day before I even gave a weather forecast.
Yeah, but by that time I'd gone away.
Are you suggesting you would have bought a brolly?
Yes. I brought one today.
Well done, you.
Do I need it?
What did I just say? Probably not.
Anyway, I got I got very wet at about 7:25. And thought of you while it was happening.
And did the rain eventually clear in the southeast in the evening? Yes, it did. So I wasn't inaccurate. I didn't specify a time it would clear.
Victoria there with opinionated news. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull fullback Andrew Robertson says he was excited to work with new boss Marco Silva, as he'd received great reviews from former Dundee United teammate Ryan Gould. Silva coached Gould at Sporting Lisbon. The newly installed Portuguese head coach takes his side to Manchester United in their EFL Cup semi-final first leg tonight. Robertson already knows what to expect from him.
Surprisingly, I think I was one of the only ones that maybe had heard of him, but you know, I'd spoke to him about him, and you know, he had nothing but positive words. And you know, I think all the Lisbon players really liked him, so you know, that gave us a wee bit of insight to it, and you know, it made us look forward to that wee bit more.
There's full live commentary of Manchester United versus Hull over on TalkSport. Stoke have reportedly made a formal bid to sign West Brom striker Saido Berahino. It's believed to be less than the £20 million that Albion turned down from Tottenham in the summer of 2015. Finally, England's cricketers were set a victory target of 305 to win their one-day warm-up match against India A in Mumbai. The hosts made 304 for 4 in their 50 overs. That's the latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
See, Ben there, not emphasising anything specifically, just reading through it there as though it was just the news and the sports. Ooh.
Do you know what? If I'd have listened to that, which I didn't.
I know. You were too busy talking to Cornelius.
Yeah, I was asking him how his mum was.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but I'm sure Ben probably did emphasise some words. But I didn't bother to listen to him.
No, fair enough. Right, 6 minutes. No, hell with friends. Let's make it 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. And here we are till four. Let's do some programme.
Talk Radio.
The festive season is all about giving. That's why SEAT's beautifully created winter drive gives you even more. Until January the 23rd, a voucher code will be waiting for you at seat.co.uk. Download it to get an extra £1,000 off on top of all our existing offers across the SEAT range, including our award-winning SUV, the SEAT Ateca. Now that's a real gift. New car sales only. Cars must be ordered by 23rd of January 2017. T's and C's apply. Visit seat.co.uk to find out more.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I'm going to help you with debt.
A purple yam from the Philippines.
Oh, it's called Two Fingers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean...
Yes, you can fill a stocking with it because it's like a sinkhole in many ways.
I did always wonder...
Asprod Cass. No one really knows what she does apart from just exude bitterness. No. The Owl and the Pussycat went to see the beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey and plenty of...
blood dripping down my face.
Okay, we'll go with that. I like a fish finger sandwich.
Yeah, who doesn't?
The Fat Cats. This could be an opening for Nigel Farage. If he likes Europe so much, why doesn't he marry him?
Nigel loves Europe. Nigel loves Europe.
You want to ban January, hashtag Banuary.
If you got rid of January, you're getting rid of...
a phallic-shaped vegetable.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then. Hello and welcome to you and a very good afternoon, especially to Andy in the Wirral. Sected in, loves the show. Hi, Andy. Good afternoon to you. And good afternoon, you. As once again, we run kicking and broadcasting into, on this occasion, a Tuesday afternoon. Between 1 and 4 o'clock. And can I just say before we start that we are doing this to provide some comfort and entertainment for people who work with UNICEF and Médecins Sans Frontières and the World Food Programme. And the Radio 4 Food Programme. They are all fixing the world in places where it was broken. The idea, really, that talk radio in the weekday afternoons between 1 and 4 provides some relief to those people working very hard out there makes me immensely proud. Hey, look, right, if that kind of self-righteous twaddle is good enough for Tom Hiddleston's speech at the Golden Globes, then, frankly, I thought we'd give it a shot. Welcome then, wherever you are, and whatever you're trying to fix that's just broken, such as the world, or a leg, or a ball cock in a toilet, or wind, then it makes me immensely proud that you're listening, because at the end of the day, we don't have any kind of profile or marketing budget, so the fact that anyone even knows we're here is a minor miracle. It is Tuesday the 10th of January. When Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has removed the four-hour guarantee for patients to be seen in A&E departments, but rest assured that we can provide you, even if you are listening to this, walking to a hospital right now on the Talk Radio app, clutching your severed arm, having had it cut off in a thresher. My uncle actually had his arm severed off in a thresher. In his case, it was the off-licence, I'll admit, rather than the farming machine. He was drunk. He fell through the wine fridge. But if it's you, unlike Jeremy Hunt, we can guarantee not 4 hours, but 3 hours of entertainment. Relief, even. And we're back to Tom Hiddleston again. Now, I imagine you are fizzing at the downstairs with excitement as to what's coming up on today's Accident and Emergency Radio programme. Well, with one eye on the menu... why don't we have a look-see and find out? Headline hijack's on the way. Headline hijack works like this. You get to put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. And you're doing it to fool the people who aren't listening to this bit. Maybe you've got a made-up news story about the resigned Northern Ireland Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. And you've come up with an idea that he might now be signed up for the next series of Strictly. Well, don't bother sending that in, because let's be honest, in this day and age, that's entirely plausible now. But the number to make up your nonsense and hear it coming out of Victoria as fact is this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Striking.
Sorry, is that a bit loud?
A bit, yeah. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you like.
Victoria is ready and waiting to receive you. Using this mouth.
This mouth.
Lonely Lunch Club's on the way as well. If you're lunching alone, you know the rules. Let us know why. Let us know what you're having for lunch. Let us know where you are. Let us know what you're doing. It's that simple. And we will engage you in idle chit-chat in order to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You'll be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair and be on the receiving end of an exciting, not exciting, gift prize. There's an email for that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And I can tell you now, the Tupperware Hall of Despair is hell of a lot easier to get into than an A&E department, and the wait isn't nearly as long. Work experience punditry today comes courtesy of Cornelius. Who's coming in today to do work experience?
I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's Gisela or something.
Right, spell it.
G-I-S-E-L-A.
Ah, it depends where she's from, because there's an MP who has the same name, and it's Gisela.
Gisela.
I'm going for Gisela. Anyway, Gisela will be jamming the week's new music releases, Oops Upside Your Earpipes, in around an hour's time. There's today's big stories as well, tackled in depth via the medium of Japanese poetry.
That's the news in haikus.
And we will be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Always important, of course, in any daily programme to take the pulse of the nation by shoving microphones into the mouths of busy / hassled commuters and shoppers. And today we've done exactly that by sending our team of reporters out to ask them the all-important question. The people on the street, do they think carousels or ambulances? What do you think? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No.
Oh, carrots or ambulances.
No.
What was it?
Carousels.
Carousels or ambulances.
Yeah, well done. Glad people even working on this show don't listen to it. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review when Marta, who is in Spanish, will be in here. We'll be giving another Kickstarter project, a kick up the arse. If you've got a seemingly unattainable lifelong dream of, say, I don't know, launching a restaurant that can go off-roading as the customers dine, or getting on a southern train without any problems, then this is the feature for you. Kickstarters, the length and breadth of the world, encouraged onto the radio and given a kick up the arse by us. And, of course, today we'll be giving away some meat. That is going to be in a game of band or winter sports terminology. The snow is on the way, we're told. The Arctic blast is coming, so is it a band or is it winter sports terminology? You can win some meat, yes, chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. You could also win a place in the London Marathon, or certainly get a place in the London Marathon, because we have one. And it could be yours. Details of how it could be yours coming up very shortly. The deadline to register your interest is tonight. If you'd like to run the London Marathon and you can't get a place, there's an email for that as well. marathon@talkradio.co.uk. We'll call you back. I'll explain what's going on later as well. Ginger Dave has been producing the last couple of shows. He's not here today. Ginger Dave not producing. He's been admitted to A&E, actually, topically, as he's got a student stuck in him. Says he fell on her. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yep.
She's like a bundle of fun that's been kicked through a morgue full of urine. Marta's on the buttons. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's following the news down to Gorky Park.
No.
Paid intern Cornelius is
back.
Hello,
I'm back.
He's been to Centre Parks with his mum.
Did you
go riding?
No.
Did you?
No.
What did you do at Centre Parks with your mum? Did you go riding?
Bowling.
Did you?
I think. And mini golf. They're the only activities
that you and your mum did.
My mum.
Really?
Yep.
Mini golf.
Yep.
How many balls did you get in the hole?
Well, it's a 9-hole course.
For fill in your own punchline. It's 16 minutes past one, and...
I ended up in the pit as well. It was really annoying.
And let's get into today's big story with the sound of some music. Pigeon Detectives, that is Emergency, and this is Talk Radio in the Afternoon. But why would we be playing it? Well, it's to do with today's big story, of course. That is how we like to get into a big story on this programme, with a musical interlude. It's called Production Colour. That's called Emergency. Cornelius is back then from
I'm back.
Playing Centre Park's golf with his own mother.
And the rest of the family as well.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And two of my brother's girlfriends.
That's
as well.
Nice, isn't it? Not your girlfriend then, no. Just because your mum was there, wasn't she?
My mum isn't my girlfriend.
Yes, she is. She taught you how to kiss at the bus stop. No, we all know she did. So, Cornelius, you'd like to guess what today's big story is pertaining to that song by the Pigeon Detectives. Come on, you've had a few days off, so I know it's...
So it's a big story from today.
Today's big news story that we'll be discussing in some detail, linked to by the medium of music. Yes.
Right. Well, it's the Pigeon Detectives.
That's right.
Pigeon, regularly seen in London's Trafalgar Square.
That's right.
I know, because it won't be anything to do with the actual... I know what you're going to do. It'll be a tenuous link. So it's something to do with Trafalgar Square, maybe?
No.
Okay. In Trafalgar Square, there are two water fountains which spurt out water.
Good.
Vertically. Also vertical in Trafalgar Square is Nelson's Column.
Yes.
So is it something to do with vertical?
No, it's emergency. It's accident and emergency because Jeremy Hunt, of course, has said that the guaranteed waiting time was 4 hours, which really seems long to me. But anyway, he's going to remove the guarantee because a lot of cases that are admitted into accident and emergency aren't accidents or emergencies, or at least if they are accidents, they're not emergency ones. That's what Jeremy Hunt has said. You know Jeremy Hunt, the odious health secretary. Mm. Anyway, we'll be talking to someone about this on Talk Radio in depth next. For that, we're going to need a guest, of course. The job of Asprod Cass, who works through the glass, is to book us a guest in her own cheery, inimitable, and pleasant-to-be-around working environment style. That's the noise her arm
makes. Hi, Cass.
When she moves it.
Happy New Year, by the way. I haven't seen you since.
Yeah, you have.
Could you get us a guest, please, Kat? Someone to discuss the accidents and emergencies.
Like a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Good, we'll talk to whoever that is next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
If you're on the M62 in Merseyside, the lane's been closed eastbound around Junction 7 for Rainhill Stoops. That's because of a tyre in the carriageway. There's a breakdown on the M6 north near Stoke, causing delays as you move between Junction 16 to 17. The northbound M1 through Northamptonshire is still closed after a police incident between 16 for Daventry and 18 for Rugby. So long delays for the carriageway and busy for surrounding routes like the A45 and the A5, which make up the diversion. And finally, through Stony Quart in Hampshire, the westbound A31 is busy approaching the Picket Post services because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And a question for you. What do Chris Eubank, top boxer, Denise Walsh, loose woman and Rick Wakeman of Yes fame have in common? The answer is they were all on the last Full Set Breakfast. Talk about a mixed bag of celebrities. Who's joining me on the next show? Tune in from 6 a.m. to find out. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, and you. Better Call Paul, have your say on the burning current affairs issue of the day with me every weekday morning from 6.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Be there and we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
25 past the time. Good afternoon to you. And let's talk about today's... Oh, well, you know, it's traditional to do so. Today's big story, which is, of course, the story, the tale of Jeremy Hunt. Hunt. Jeremy Hunt, then, the rhyming slang health secretary, has removed the guarantee that says all A&E patients in NHS hospitals in England will be seen within 4 hours, making anybody near Jeremy Hunt want to experiment on him with a baseball bat and some fire just to see if he dies on a trolley in a corridor or not. Jeremy Hunt comes in for a lot of criticism, doesn't he? I mean, rightly. Often because he has the demeanour of a man slathered in a kind of arrogant oil and then who's been feathered with smugness. But is he right on this occasion? Now, according to Jeremy Hunt and some NHS figures, 30% of people who present to A&E departments don't even need to be there. Jeremy Hunt thinks some patients have the temerity to show up to a hospital having been smashed up by a car. Something as simple as that. And maybe having an injury that involved a limb needing sewing back on, or being so inconsiderate as to ask for a plaster, having lost an eye. These patients are simply just caring for their own well-being. They're just thinking about themselves rather than Jeremy Hunt's figures. And it must stop, mustn't it? What is the problem? On the line, let's find out, because on the line is a friend of the show. I'm going to say that now because he's been on before. Dr. Lawrence Gurlis is a London GP. He's with Same Day Doctor. Hello, Dr. Lawrence.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Good first doctor question there, because if I'd have said to you, well, doctor, I'd like to present myself with an emergency, then we'd have to talk in a slightly different way. What constitutes, right, because Jeremy Hunt has said that people just turn up at A&E and they don't need to be there. What constitutes an emergency in the eyes of the NHS and Jeremy Hunt?
Well, as a nurse once said to me, the number of times she's had to say to a patient, do you see what it says up there? It says accident and emergency.
Yeah.
So why is your sore throat or your backache or indeed your broken fingernail, a real example, I have to say, why is that an emergency? Number of people who, I mean, when doctors get together, what they would talk about is just this, the people who turn up inappropriately, either at GPs or at A&E.
Yeah.
And, look, of course, car accidents, broken limbs, you lose an eye, those are genuine emergencies, those are genuine accidents. They are few and far between. If you go to any A&E department, you will see people with sore throats, coughs, colds, flu, backache. I mean, my favourite is when people come up to the A&E department, they say, I've got a backache. You say, how long have you had it? Oh, they say months. Seriously. And because what they've decided is, well, it's a rainy day, there's nothing else to do, I'll go to A&E. And genuinely, that is the experience. I don't necessarily want to agree with Jeremy Hunt, but we do have a system that is used, overused, abused.
Yep.
And no one ever talks properly about controlling demand. Look, everyone talks, let's put more resources in, let's do this, let's do that. But really, we've got to look at controlling demand. I don't know how you do it, because I gave up many years ago on the idea of charging patients fees. It's too complicated.
Yeah.
By the time you have exemptions for children and the elderly and so on, it's all going to fall on people like you. The middle class are going to be the only ones paying for it.
Yeah.
But we've got to find a way of funneling patients, if that's not too rude an expression, through a system that separates them out, separates the serious ill ones out from those who aren't that ill. At the moment, and A&E never turns anyone away. So at the door of A&E, people will sit down, they'll join a queue, they'll wait 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. No one's ever turned away. I had a patient last week, we thought he had appendicitis.
Yeah.
We sent him to A&E, and he came back to us. He said, well, they told me it's a six-hour wait. Now, surely someone with appendicitis should jump the queue ahead of the people who with a broken fingernail.
Yeah, so, all right, so this is very interesting to me, right? So, and I know to anyone listening, because it's fascinating to hear from a doctor who's very much in the thick of it and how it works. So the problem, then, is the triage system... ...of assessing a patient when they arrive at your door...
Yeah.
And as you say, you can't turn anyone away, so they have to be sat down. So the system needs to be that the broken fingernails and the bad back and everything else just literally needs to be said, please go away and don't become a statistic.
Yes, I mean, to some extent, they're trying to do that. A lot of A&E departments will have a GP centre within the A&E. So you can say to that person, well, you're not part of the hospital, go to the GP unit, but you're still overloading the GP unit with inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
At this time of year, and one, you know, I've just seen a couple of patients with bad coughs, colds, sinusitis. Everyone has had something. And people really shouldn't pitch up either the GP or A&E, because these things are viruses. They generally get better on their own.
Yeah.
But that's one of the reasons for this winter crisis. There's been a lot of people with coughs and colds.
So is it a case of then to sort of help to solve this, and I use that term far too flippantly, but you know what I mean, is it about educating people and saying, look, this is what counts as illness, not that, and get thee to a chemist or something?
Yes, I think to some extent that's true. I've just got on Twitter, I've just retweeted something by Dr. Phil Hammond, who says that every time you try to say to people, don't come to A&E unless it's an emergency, what happens is you deter the real emergencies and not the people will come anyway. And that's part of the problem, that actually getting that communication level through. So I think that, you know, we may have to look at another system. And without straying into too much into the political arena, we still have a situation where anyone from anywhere in the world that walks into A&E is treated free of charge. And we don't have a system whereby we can check someone's eligibility and so on. So it is free and open to use and abuse. I just want to tighten up all round. I want overseas people to be charged. I want people to be checked for eligibility, particularly people that turn up at maternity hospitals, you know, 38 weeks pregnant, say, oh, I'm a visitor to the country, but they've come from abroad.
Yeah.
I want to tighten up on that, tighten up on eligibility, tighten up on separated, triaging people, your word, very good one, at the entrance, having the most senior doctor saying, you go to a pharmacist or you go back to your GP because you shouldn't be here. And this is an accident and emergency department only.
But you've still got to, haven't you, when that happens, though, you're still taking up the time of the medical professionals because they've still got to see the person and say, get out of here, you're not in the right place.
Yeah, and there's always a risk, you see, that someone's going to die and you'll get sued, which is one of the reasons A&E don't turn people away. The other thing, and this is a curious one, the last time I discussed this with someone, a hospital doctor at King's College, he said, ah, but we're paid, the hospital is paid by the government for the number of people they see.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, think about that. So the hospital, it's in the hospital's interest not to turn people away, have them waiting 6 hours, but pile through them, so you've done your 500 patients or whatever. You then say to the government, oh, we saw 500 patients today, can we have our money, please? And if you only saw 100 of them, you'd get less money. So there's a perverse incentive in this whole system of the money following the patient.
It's the same with higher education, isn't it? That's exactly the same. The amount of students you cram into university, you get more money.
I understand why that's happened. And actually, this hospital doctor was complaining to me. He says, oh, well, the GP unit that we've got in our hospital, they can get through their patients more quickly, so they get more money. We get this serious stuff, and it takes us half an hour per patient, so we get less money. So even trying to solve these people, this problem, at the first step, you come across these anomalies, and we just need to sort it out, really, once and for all.
A final question, and this is hypothetical. I'm asking for a friend. If I presented at my local A&E with, say, and it's just an example, the nozzle of a Henry Hoover at my bottom, is that an emergency?
I think that's appropriate. I think that's appropriate for a hospital, and they do see a lot of those things. I realise it's not for you at all.
No, I'll pass that on to my friend.
Can't you just press reverse on the Hoover and it will sort itself out?
No, it sucks your guts out, according to my friend. Dr. Lawrence, thank you very much indeed. Okay. Once again, we'll talk to you next time we have a medical emergency. It's on the phone. It's just gone 1:30. If you've got a reaction on that, if you need some medical advice, maybe you've got a Hoover jammed, then let us know and we'll see if we can help you with that. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. If you'd like to present an injury to us on the phone this afternoon to keep the numbers down at the NHS, then by all means, consider this afternoon a sort of radio drop-in clinic for medical anomalies. If you've ever injured yourself on anything and you need some help with it, then I'm sure you'll agree that the advice of some unqualified people in a radio studio isn't as good as that of a medical professional, but the bonus is that you have to wait very long. So there you go. Give us a call or indeed a message. 87222.
Start your message with
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
It's just gone 1:30. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says he wants to introduce a cap on wages, saying footballers and top executives are earning grotesque amounts. The Labour leader hasn't said what the limit should be, but that it would be significantly higher than his £138,000 salary. He says along with a high minimum wage, it would tackle inequality. Conservative MP Dominic Raab says the plan is confused.
We do think there's an issue there, but I don't think the answer is to start waving around the idea of a limit on how much people may earn without even describing what that limit may be or thinking through what the consequences that would have for middle-class people, for entrepreneurs coming to this country. That just doesn't make any sense at all.
Police are investigating claims saline bags were tampered with at Cumberland Infirmary in Carlisle. A spokesperson for the NHS Trust involved says there's no sign any patients have been affected. In the last few minutes, the Northern Ireland Secretary James Brokenshire has told the House of Commons it's highly likely an early Assembly election will be held after Martin McGuinness resigned as Deputy First Minister yesterday. Mr McGuinness quit, saying it was because of First Minister Arlene Foster's refusal to step aside so an investigation into an over-budget energy scheme can take place. Turkish police say a would-be suicide bomber who tried to get into a police station has been killed. Reports from Turkey say gunfire has been heard outside the building in a city in the southeast of the country. 16 more countries are going to be able to take part in the Football World Cup. FIFA has voted to allow the increase from 2026. And after its Golden Globe success, La La Land has received 11 BAFTA nominations. Its stars are both shortlisted in the acting categories, while British talent including Dev Patel, Naomi Harris and Emily Blunt are also in the running for awards. The weather generally cloudy today with some sunny spells in eastern regions. Patchy light rain across the north and west. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in 23 minutes because John was so late.
Well, now, you say that, but what I was doing, I think you're fine.
I listened to it.
Well, there's a change.
Didn't want to.
Well, what I was doing was, of course, addressing a news agenda. So, in actual fact, although we were late with the actual headline bulletin...
Yesterday's news, not today's news.
...summary, I was very much drilling down and analysing, which is the raison d'etre of the talk radio.
I just want to know, how's your friend and the Hoover? How are they doing,
they are fine. They are fine. And
they've managed to make it into work today.
Yes. Have they resolved the situation?
Yes, they are. I hear they aren't going to do it again.
Oh. So they've managed to release Henry from their rectum.
I mean, if you put it like that, yes. I mean, however you put it, yes. Thank you, Victoria. And that was why I was late.
I was just concerned. I don't know why you didn't lead with that, to be honest. Why you didn't start off with that.
You don't want to start off with that. You've got to work up to it. So, Victoria's back in an hour with mineral news.
No, it won't be in an hour unless you're late again, because then I'd be 8 minutes late for the headlines.
Victoria will be back...
in 52 minutes.
Roughly. with mineral news on Talk Radio. We'll be back after some, trail type thing with news of Lonely Lunch Club and Headline Hijack. This is Talk Radio.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do. Cornelius has some of your reactions that have been coming into today's big story. Of course, there we were talking about Jeremy Hunt and his removal of the guarantee of 4-hour waiting times in accident and emergency units across NHS England. And that was Dr. Lawrence Gurlis, a friend of the show, talking us through it and actually agreeing with him and saying, well, actually, the people who do present to A&E, more often than not, I think 30% is the figure, aren't accidents or emergencies worthy of even being there. And that's what gets the figures up. Cornelius, what have you got?
John, it's not just hospitals that are now in crisis. I went to a supermarket yesterday and there were trolleys everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
John, should I call the emergency services if I'm unsure as to how to get home from work during a tube strike? That's coming from Johnny, the assistant producer of The Breakfast Show, who rang the station coordinator on her Sunday evening worried that he wouldn't be able to get home from work.
Because he's like a tiny child in the brain. Right, so at 20 to 2... oh, I've got one here, by the way. John, it's all to do with the number of stitches. Stitches take a long time to put in. As far as I'm concerned, anything fewer than 300 stitches should just be a plaster. That's coming there. That's from... Jeremy Hunt. So thank you for that. Keep your reactions coming in, of course. But in the meantime, using the same number, why not make up a news story and get that to us as well? Because Headline Hijack is on the way in 20 minutes' time. It is, of course, made-up news. It is there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Those who are out for lunch. The data indicate that lunchtime is between 1 and 2 of the day. Traditionally speaking, people pop out, they get themselves a lunch. By the time they get back, though, we've made up a news story, or rather, you have, and it's in the news at 2, masquerading as truth. We call it Headline Hijack. Here's what's been coming in today so far, then. Cornelius, give us an example, if you would.
This is from Tommy, who says, the successful Teletubbies spin-off film La La Land has landed...
Do you want me to read it?
It's not written correctly.
I'll do it. The successful Teletubbies spin-off film La La Land has led the BAFTA film nominations. The film, in which the yellow Teletubby La La is an aspiring musician who meets an actress and falls in love in Los Angeles, she says that, in Los Angeles, is up for 11 nods, including Nunu the Hoover, back to Hoovers again, who's up for Best Supporting Role, and it was my friend. Do you want to try another one to read out, Cornelius? Did you learn to read? I thought you might do a bit of practicing with your mum while you're away. Teaching you to read.
I can try,
yeah. Go on, then.
This is from Tommy, who says, following some of the lowest attended ever FA Cup games on the weekend, the Football Association has announced that for the next round, that they are going to jazz up the next round of football with a number of measures, including cheerleading squads at every game and referees being allowed to kick the ball if they feel like it. It is said they're also considering allowing three teams to qualify for this year's final to ensure Wembley is sold out.
Thanks so much indeed, Tommy, for sending... Sending that in. Tommy there, of course, also mentions that he used to work...
No, he doesn't.
He used to work on the dock, he says there. He says the union's been on strike, actually. He's down.
Is that a point about Southern Trains?
He's down on it. No, he's union. He works down the dock. His union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough, he says.
Right, we've got to move on.
So tough. His girlfriend's called Gina, didn't she?
Yeah.
He mentions that she... so she works...
Why'd you point at the screen when doing this?
He said she works the diner all day.
Yeah.
She works for a man to bring home a pay for love.
Really for love. Late, come on.
He goes on. We've got to hold on.
To what we got. It doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot. For love, he writes.
Oh, we're halfway
there. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Halfway to the adverts now. I'll carry on a bit.
living on a prayer.
Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear, writes Tommy. Whoa, living on a prayer. Do get in touch and tell us where you've been on strike and where you used to work. 8722.
Tiny message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Tiny message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when unless cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your Direct Line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yeah, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news for the M1 through Northamptonshire, which has been closed through much of the day following a police incident between 16 for Daventry and 18 for Rugby. It has reopened, still quite busy though, and so is the diversion, which was the A45 and the A5. So a little while before things return to normal there. Through the Swinton area of Greater Manchester, the A6 Manchester Road has been closed around Worsley Road. That's because of a building fire. The M6 North is looking better after earlier problems near junction 16 for Stoke and Crewe. But if you're northbound, there's no fuel available at Sandbach services. I'm Jarena Adams.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of baloney.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you'd like to get your made-up news stories to us, then please do. The lines are open for today's headline hijack. Somebody has to be today's headline hijacker. It could well be you. Using words that you know and understand, simply put them in an order that reads like a news story. Here it come out of Victoria as fact in the bulletin at 2 p.m. Now, the thing about the news, though, overall, is that it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, you've been away, Cornelius, haven't you? You've been down Centre Parks with
Centre Parks with in
your
mum. Elverdon Forest.
Butlins with a lid.
It's sort of not in any way. There's no lid.
There is a lid.
I mean, it's not really.
There's a dome
similar
over the swimming pools.
Yeah, Butlins not have that?
No, open air. Butlins with a lid. That's where you've been. So you've been there with your mum.
And my whole family. I don't know why you focus on my mother.
Because she taught you how to kiss at a
bus
stop.
No, she didn't.
When you were going on a date, famously. That's why. So, I wondered if you'd seen any news while you were away. Because there was a lot happening while you were away. I mean, I don't know whether you've seen the news at all today. That Martin McGuinness has resigned. He's the first Deputy Minister. Yes, Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland.
Who's going to present Take Me Out?
They haven't said yet.
Really?
Right. So that's happened there. We know about the NHS crisis. We've been talking about that, of course. Yesterday we were talking about the emissions in diesel cars. You will have missed that as well. Of course, there's an Arctic blast on the way, Cornelius, and so on. It's all right, though, because don't worry. We've been working hard behind the scenes for you to allow you and everyone else who's kind of finding the news difficult to understand by drilling down into the news. And when you do that, as regular listeners know, what you find is right at the core of the centre of the news is Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump doesn't like Streep. I guessed at least that means he won't grab her by the...
Ran out of
syllables, yeah, that's the
ran out
problem.
Of syllables.
That format, really.
Yeah, the format. You didn't run out of syllables before we know what he won't grab Meryl Streep by, so... Oh, well. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. Those that are lonely is what lunch. If you're one of those, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, this is the place for you to join the Lonely Lunch Club so you are no longer alone. In lunching alone, we induct all members into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Their names writ large on the walls in cheap soup. And they are bestowed with a wonderful gift prize, souvenir of the time spent with us. On the line today is Lee. Hello, Lee.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Good. There. I'm not going to trouble the accident and emergency departments, so I can tell you that, and add to Ooh. Their statistics, Lee. That's not what I'm going to be doing.
Good. I might be. Yeah,
why? What's what have you done?
Oh, no, nothing. But, you know, I might have been.
Yeah, might have.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So, you're lunching alone, Lee. Where are you lunching alone?
I'm in Essex at the moment, in Chelmsford.
Chelmsford, right, OK.
Yeah.
And in the classic way that presenters do, just bear with me while I sort of try and just join in with that trope. So I heard Ken Bruce do this on Radio 2. He asks people where they're from, and they say, for example, like you did Chelmsford, and he says, how's Chelmsford today? That's good. Good little laugh.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not bad. I don't listen to Radio 2.
No. Rightly so. So, doesn't matter. So, Essex then, Chelmsford in Essex. And what do you do there, Lee? What do you do in Chelmsford in Essex, exactly?
I'm an actor, but I'm not working at the moment.
Oh, because you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm working my arse off.
Yeah. So, what have you been... been up for? I mean, have you say you're an actor. I mean, have you ever acted, or is this sort of just a gap, or hasn't it started yet? I mean, where are we in the acting career, Lee?
Well, it is a gap. It is a gap. I've done the odd commercial.
Yeah, for what?
Lillette.
Good. Yeah.
Lillette, I was the boyfriend.
Lillette. I mean, that's good to have on your top of your CV, isn't it? Lillette boyfriend.
Yeah, I have to put boyfriend down because, you know,
otherwise,
you get confused.
Yeah, otherwise, what are you doing? Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And where do you put
Were you the the custodian of the blue liquid?
Have I done what?
Never mind. Right, so Lillette boyfriend, and what else?
What else have we done? Late Rooms. Do you remember the Late Rooms campaign? Big guy in a purple suit and a big sign.
Is that Lenny Henry in the... No?
Yeah, I was Lenny Henry once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was... Awful time in my career. Really unfunny it was.
Okay, good. All right, two strong advertising campaigns there that we'll know you from. Anything else?
That's it at the moment.
All right, out of all the BAFTA nominations today, being an actor, which are you most annoyed and jealous about?
La La Land.
La La Land?
Yeah.
Up for Best Film with Best Actor for Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Waste of everyone's time.
Is it? Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Right.
But I just know, you can tell, can't you?
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you something, Lee, I'm a BAFTA judge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I am, yeah.
Oh, hey, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Didn't you know that?
Oh.
I'm one of BAFTA's judges.
Right. You just go up and go, that's a BAFTA. Yeah, that's a
BAFTA. That's a award. BAFTA. That's not a BAFTA.
Things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Did you have any place in La La Land's decision? Or?
I didn't, actually. And I'll tell you for why. Because you can only vote for and get involved in films that you have seen. And you do have to come up with the list of films you have seen. Which you can go to screenings of and all the rest of it. But I hadn't got around to seeing La La Land. So in round one of the voting, I couldn't vote for it. I will now watch it to see if I agree that it should go through to round two, should that be what happens to it. So that's where we are in my personal BAFTA judging world at the moment, Lee, just to let you know. Had I seen your Lillette advert, I would have voted for you as best tampon boyfriend.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's the biggest, best compliment I've ever had.
Yes.
That apart from Lenny Henry.
Yeah. All good. Come round here if you want a compliment, Lee. That's the place to be, as you know.
Yeah, last time I called here.
Great. Right, so look, you're lunching alone. Why are you lunching alone? It's simply because you're an actor and you've got no friends.
Nothing to do. I'm just looking out the window watching birds at the moment.
Yeah.
Just saw a robin spit. I didn't know they did that.
Well, you know, that's not a wasted day then, is it?
Well, it is for the robin, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, at the end of the day, if a robin wants to... I didn't know a robin could spit, so we've all learned something. I like to think of this show, you know, as a learning experience for all of us. I want people to take something away from this show.
I've been reading my bird book. Apparently, blackbirds gob.
Do they?
Apparently.
Like a camel.
I don't know if they store water in their no humps.
Be interesting technique. If, it's interesting that the only animal to store water in a hump is a camel, and why hasn't that moved to other creatures, such as your blackbird?
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Because a blackbird in the winter can't get through the frozen ground. We've got Arctic weather coming. A blackbird has to eat whatever it is that blackbirds eat, which is probably worms or something. And we know that you have to put bird food out. But if birds had evolved to a point where they could store worms in their humps, then the world would be in a better place anyway, wouldn't it? And also, birds are related directly to the dinosaurs, which makes them very old indeed. And if they can't be asked to evolute all the way up to having humps in which to store worms, and it's their own fault, and frankly, I don't care if they all die.
Well, I'm having a wonderful day watching these beautiful little creatures. But yeah, the robin's got a red belly, hasn't he? Maybe he's got hot water in there. What do you reckon?
That would explain why robin is prevalent in the cold weather.
It would.
And if you could catch it, and I'm not suggesting you do, but if you can, then cuddle it overnight and let us know whether it kept your cockles warm at some point.
Well, they spit though, didn't they? I'm not gonna hug a spitter.
No, that's good advice for us all. Right, let's move to the Tupperware Hall of Despair gift prizes, because time is getting on. Now, you know, Lee, that by being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you get to choose from a range of gift prizes. Some crap gift prize music will come on. And then you will hear a selection of gift prizes and have the choice of one of them. Here they come with a short description. Ears down.
A Talk Radio mug.
It's like a Radio 4 mug, but more badass.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
It's back. The world-famous free newspaper daubed with topical Japanese poetry.
A Talk Sport mug.
It's like a Five Live mug, but more drunk.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A page turner once said about this book, page turner, she said that it was rubbish.
Good book is written by me.
Well, not what Paige said.
Amazon.co.uk.
Ironically.
Book, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. A charming,
like it.
Charming and poignant masterclass of comedy writer. Right.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Race, currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is presenting, and he is asking, should there be more sports like rugby where the posts look like letters so it's easier to design sports logos?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, 2016 has, of course, passed, and Colin Murray did leave 2016 citing morals.
Yes, so if you'd like a calendar that we pulled out of a skip, then that could be yours.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, you can strain your vegetable in the most modern way possible with this 2017 colander.
We've got a job lot off due to a typo in an email when we'd actually asked for a calendar. Which of those, Lee, would you like?
I'll go for the book, because I placed an order with the book a long time ago and never got one, so...
Right, fine. You can have the book. The book is on its way to Chelmsford, Lee, where you can read it out loud to the gobbing robin. That's Lee. He is a new member of the Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and get one of those gift prizes, there's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the one to use. Now, very quickly ahead of the news, we need to find out the headline hijacker. Today's headline, hijacker. Who has got a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock? It's confused those who aren't listening to this bit. Lots to choose from today. Thank you for sending them all in. Don't worry, they won't be wasted. They'll get read out on other days. So do continue to send them in, please. But there can be only one winner. And today it has been decided that...
Lee.
No, that was Lee.
Yeah, another Lee.
Another Lee.
Yeah, different one.
All right. And where's Lee from?
Well, he's saying he's from Delamere, but... I don't think that's very funny, Lee. I don't know, but it's that Lee who signed the text, Lee Delamere.
Right, fine. He or she has got his or her made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry. Today we bring you new music, courtesy of a brand new work experience making her debut on the programme. Still to come as well, you can win some meat! Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg because we're not racist in a game of band or winter sports terminology. If you'd like to get involved in that, 87222.
Sorry?
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Calls cost, no. Text cost, 25p.
Plus your standard network rate.
There. It's 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Right, kids, we're going on holiday.
We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? We send millions of families on a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and join them. Continues this week.
Van Buster now on. CLS Timber, 38 by 63 by 2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade off.
David's Hot or Not Chicken Curry.
My wife Maria loves hot, spicy food. I found this out on our first date. She said, "I really fancy your curry." Well, I was keen to impress, so I said, "Great, that's my favourite too." But it isn't. Never has been. We've been married 15 years and I still haven't let on. Don't know why, but whenever I cook a favourite, chicken gujarati, extra spicy with green beans and fresh ginger, I do what any self-respecting chef would do. I cheat. I put a king-size spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine and I keep stum.
Find David's chicken curry recipe, hot or not, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Captur, with a hands-free keycard and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus, Renault Finance, order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903, 24 monthly payments of £159, final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only, subject to status, over 18s, T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon if you're just joining us. It is Talk Radio. Yes, that wasn't lying to you. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn wants wage cap, teen held over child's death, and pubs meet apology.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader is calling for a cap on wages, calling the money paid to top footballers grotesque. Jeremy Corbyn wouldn't be drawn on what the limit should be, but said it would be significantly higher than the £138,000 he earns every year. Stefan Stern from the High Pay Centre has told Talk Radio it'll be difficult to pick and implement a maximum salary.
And that's always been the problem with this idea of a maximum pay cap. Footballers used to have a pay cap, and someone called Jimmy Hill fought very hard against that. Now, we've seen what's happened 20, 30, 40 years later. Some footballers are getting extraordinary amounts of money.
A 15-year-old girl has been questioned by police over the death of a 7-year-old near a quiet cul-de-sac in York. A grass track has been sealed off in Woodthorpe after the discovery yesterday. Detective Chief Inspector Dave Ellis says it's an especially sensitive case.
Officers have conducted house-to-house inquiries in the area and remain working at the scene while the investigation continues. Specially trained officers are supporting the victim's family at this extremely difficult time for them. Clearly, the circumstances require the investigation to be conducted in a particularly sensitive manner.
The Northern Ireland Secretary says new Assembly elections are now highly likely. James Brokenshire says the position of Deputy First Minister must be filled within a week of Martin McGuinness's resignation. His party, Sinn Féin, is refusing to put up a replacement. He quit last night in a row over a botched green energy scheme. Boris Johnson says Donald Trump's team want to get rid of trade tariffs between the UK and the US straight away. The Foreign Secretary has been visiting senior Republicans in Washington. Whitbread Pubs has apologised after it used pork in beef lasagnas. The recipe was changed in September, but online menus at some of its chains were only changed yesterday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Confusing all those words, that sounds similar,
isn't
it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have put chains and chains so close together.
You know, it's after some of its chains were only altered yesterday.
Now you see.
The weather generally cloudy today.
Is it changeable,
with sunny spells
in
eastern regions. It's always changeable.
Changeable.
Patchy light rain across the north and west. I wish I could change you. Highs of 10 degrees.
What, like a baby?
Undressing.
I just mean get rid of you sometimes.
Victoria wants to put a nappy on me.
That is weird.
No, it does.
That is quite my bottom. Specialist.
Well.
You got a talcum powder?
I could get some. I love how that's a thought.
Sport.
Sport. Quickly, where's Ben with the pre-recorded sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull boss Marco Silva says too much is being made of tonight's battle of Portuguese managers in the EFL Cup semi-final first leg. He takes his side to face Manchester United at Old Trafford in TalkSport's live commentary game. Silva says it's a football match first and foremost, but admits he's looking forward to facing his fellow countryman Jose Mourinho.
Tough game for us, sure. And we'll see what's happened. It's good to see Mourinho. Sure, we will talk a little bit. But during 90 minutes, we are opponents, and Mourinho tried to win, and I will try the same.
There's full live commentary of Manchester United versus Hull over on TalkSport. Stoke have reportedly made a formal bid to sign West Brom striker Saido Berahino. It's believed to be less than the £20 million that Albion turned down from Tottenham in the summer of 2015. Finally, England's cricketers have been set a victory target of 305 to win their one-day warm-up match against India A in Mumbai. The hosts made 304 for 4 in their 50 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, have you uploaded a video of a cat to the internet? Well, from now on, any money made from videos featuring pets now legally belongs to the animals themselves as opposed to their owners. The judgment ruling means that any money raised will have to be spent on toys for the animals or put into bank accounts under their names.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the live news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. We'll do work experience punditry very shortly.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh, my. Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, it is Talk Radio. Yeah, good afternoon. And don't forget still to come on the programme today. We are giving away a Jeremy Corbyn earnings cap. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, has called for an earnings cap. And who are we to disappoint? We've got one to give away. It's a cap, size is alterable, with the word earnings written on the front of it. And a picture of Jeremy Corbyn sellotaped to the top. And it could be yours. This afternoon, you can win a Jeremy Corbyn earnings cap only on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
David Bowie's dead. It was a year ago today that David Bowie died, of course. A momentous day in history. A lot of celebrations, commemorations, let's be honest. Let's get the word right. Oh, that sounds wrong. Going on around the world. Special concerts being put on. A lot of people, of course, talking about it in the media. However, it's not only today that we'll remember, of course, for the death of David Bowie. It's also interesting to look at what else happened on this day in history. So here's today's learning text in for you then, and you can let us know significant events that have happened on this day in history. Cornelius.
Yes.
Well, I know you've got some there, haven't you?
Yes. Did you know that, John, on this day in 1945, yep, sliced bread was invented?
Yes.
At the time, it was dubbed the best thing to have happened since the bread knife.
I recall. On this day in 1973, all women were banned from the Isle of Man, but were then, of course, as we know, given their own isle, which was called the Isle of Woman, although technically it was just a peninsula. That was on this day in 1973. Cornelius.
Yes, this is from Michael, who's already sent one in, saying, on this day in 2005, the single Chico Time was released, leading to 3 years of not being able to ask the question, what's the time, without getting the answer, it's Chico Time.
And, of course, you remember on this day, in what year was that? I can't remember what year this was, actually. It was sometime in the late 80s, I think, but the former special envoy to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Terry Waite, was dropped from an advertising campaign for radiators. And that's coming from Jenny. Thanks so much, Jenny. Keep your On This Day in Histories coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's time for work experience punditry. She's new. when she joins us on the radio. Work experience punditry works very much like this, of course. We invite a work experience into the studio. Not for them, the dull drudgery of tea making, of photocopying, of having to talk to Julia Hartley Brewer. None of that. We take the work experiences and we put them front and centre, in front of the microphone, and indeed the centre of the microphone, to review something for us. That's it. Road testing the next generation of critics and broadcasters. At least that's what we tell them. The reality is it's because we don't have to pay them. And we welcome a new one. Hello.
Hi.
Now, as I said to you earlier, Cornelius has told me three different ways to pronounce your name.
Yeah.
So give us the correct one.
Gisella.
See, Cornelius, why was that difficult?
I write it down. I've just written your name down, which
everyone
I already knew how
gets
to spell it.
It's Gisella. It's a lovely name. Where does Gisella come from? What's the name?
Germany.
It's a German name.
Yeah, it's not really Gisella, it's Gisela, but because British people can't really say it, so I just say Gisella.
Oh, yeah. So we're all pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
We can say Gisela.
Gisela, yeah.
Gisela. I mean, we could start. Do your parents call you Gisela?
Yeah. They all do? My family members call me Gisela.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do the same.
Okay.
I think you're part of the family now. It's fair enough,
right. Hey.
Hey, Gisela.
Hey, cousin.
Yeah. Nice. So you're reviewing music for us?
Yep.
Where are we starting?
Where do you want to start?
I don't know, at the beginning.
Let's start with Ed Sheeran,
oh,
guys.
Oh, why
Ed
not?
Ed Sheeran, yep. His new two songs.
Yeah. Before you talk about it, have we got a clip of some?
Okay.
Here's some Sheeran. Love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. My heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. There it is. It's Ed Sheeran, who, I think greedily, frankly, has two singles out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's called Shape of You.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that one first. What do you make of it?
I feel like it's good. I like it. It's catchy. I can vibe to it.
Vibe to it?
Yeah.
Is that a young person's thing?
Yeah, dance to it, you know.
I could have just said that.
Yeah, what else can I do? Like, it's just nice, catchy.
Is he, I mean, were you an Ed Sheeran fan anyway, or is it...
A bit, I listen to his music, yeah.
Yeah, because Ed Sheeran, remind me, his albums have all been based on mathematical symbols.
Yeah, one was called Plus.
Yeah, Plus was the first one.
Yeah.
And then it was a multiply.
But everyone just called it X.
Yeah.
So that got that wrong, didn't it? This one's Divide.
Yeah.
Okay. So why has he released two singles? Is it greed? Is it basically he's a greedy man and one single is not enough for Ed Sheeran?
Because last year he said he's taken a break from music and he just wants to explore the world and all sorts. And then he just came surprisingly with two songs.
Right, so he's just kind of out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Sheeran is back.
Back.
Yeah, did we miss him?
I did. It didn't seem like he was very brilliant.
It didn't seem
like
he was
very. Are you a fan of him?
Massive fan of him.
Are you?
He's one of our country's best songwriters in a while, John.
Is he?
He's a very good live performer as well. An excellent voice.
Have been
very interesting songs. He's also, we were discussing this earlier, the only artist I know that can be played on every radio station going. Like every music station.
I was going to say, not on LBC, they don't.
No.
Or this, particularly. He's not high on our playlist, is he?
Yeah, but every other music station.
Yeah.
From sort of, you know, the indie stations to stuff the BBC Radio 1 Extra, which is completely polar opposite.
He's found a bit of a niche there, hasn't
he?
So he's done quite well. Have you heard the whole album?
No, it's not.
It's not out yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. How am I to know this? I don't know. All right. So we've just got two singles then. That's what we know. So, what are they called?
Shape of You and Castle on the Hill.
Castle on the Hill. Is that the one with the speeding reference? There's something to do with him speeding about 90 miles an hour. Have you read this? He got in trouble because one of the lyrics, a police force tweeted Ed Sheeran and said, it must be this song.
Yeah, that's right. This song's about him like growing up and misbehaving.
And trying
stuff
to get
like
to a
that.
Castle on the hill.
Yeah, which I visited yesterday. I think it's the same
you
castle.
You are a proper fan.
I didn't. I just happened to be in Norwich.
You are a proper fan.
No one happens to be in Norwich.
Exactly.
I was. I went there and my brother was like, oh, you got to see the castle. And I was like, oh, it's on a hill like that Ed Sheeran song. And then I thought, hang on, Ed Sheeran's from round here.
Yeah, but hang on, all castles are on hills. By their very nature, they are defensive fortifications. And thus
yeah, but Ed Sheeran's from round, like, yeah, Norfolk. Yeah, he's from Suffolk, but...
Yeah, so he's not from there, then.
Well, it's quite close, isn't it?
Well, he could have been on holiday in Wales, and maybe he went to see Conway Castle, although technically that's not really on a hill, that's next to...
Well, is that,
it's on the coast. But a lot of castles aren't. Warwick Castle is built on an escarpment.
But he didn't grow up. This song's about him growing up.
Yeah, but you don't know where he went on holiday, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he didn't grow up on holiday. Stop. No one does that.
You're not the songwriter. He
exactly.
is. He knows what
you
castle.
You don't know. Some
we'll
people
tweet
might.
Him.
Are you going to tweet him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to play?
You, yeah, ask him what castle it was. Have you ever been to a castle on a hill?
Nope.
Never. You've never been to a castle?
Never.
Your parents who gave you that excellent name have never taken you to a castle
never.
As a child? You're missing out.
Have you?
I like a castle.
Really? Which one?
Well, Harlech Castle in Wales. I recommend that.
Okay.
Kenilworth Castle. Victoria. Newsreader Victoria will tell you about that. She lives near there.
Okay.
Warwick Castle's very good. In much the same region. There's a lot of good castles.
I'm going to try.
Gisela. There's a lot of good castles. There are. Well, look, that, okay, so Shape of You, you quite like it.
Yeah.
Quite catchy.
Catchy.
Would the taste of one of the songs lure you into buying the album? Is it enough?
Maybe Shape of You, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, should we hear Castle on the Hill?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll further our decision. So this is Ed Sheeran with the one about the castle that's not the one Cornelius thinks it is.
I found my heart broken here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
That's the irresponsible bit of the song there, isn't it? I'm on my way driving at 90. Now, I mean, I can appreciate that in the summer, castles get quite busy, tourist attractions.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And I don't know, but I don't think necessarily that Ed has to drive at 90 miles an hour. I don't think that's a good message to send out to get to the castle. He could have bought a ticket online, couldn't he? And maybe turned up at the castle with a pre-booked time slot. He doesn't need to drive at 90 miles an hour, your Ed Sheeran that you like. I dislike him because he's immoral.
You don't get... Well... Although lots of kids, people make stupid mistakes when they're growing up. I think that's what that song's about.
I quite like that song, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
I quite like that one. I didn't so much like Shape of You from that little bit I heard.
That one's a lot more poppier, isn't it?
I like Shape of You.
Yeah. Do you prefer the shape to the castle or the castle to the shape?
The shape to the castle.
The shape to the castle.
Yeah.
The S to the H to the A to the P to the E.
Yeah, all of that.
To the C to the A to the S to the A, T to the L to the... I'm getting down with the kids' stuff.
Yeah.
I'm vibing to that.
Do you reckon that's why they've done that? They're two quite different songs, aren't they? That are going to capture two different markets.
That's the thing. Like, Gisela was saying...
Why are you saying my name like that?
Because it's your name! because I didn't like Shape of You, and that wouldn't have made me go and listen to the rest. But the one about the castle kind of lured me in.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay, so it's two, you know.
Right, that's what he's done. He's done all right, giving out two singles at once, although it's still greedy. Couldn't he have just done a double A side, like in the old days? Why has he gone for two different songs?
Because no one buys CDs anymore. Vinyl,
yes,
surely.
Do.
Well, vinyl,
they do. Though.
They do.
Thank you.
They do.
But that's a separate chart.
Well, he could have called it two separate singles.
No.
He's just making...
They're both strong singles in their own right.
No, but he's a greedy, greedy man who doesn't care about his fans. And the reason for that is if he'd have brought...
Quite an accusation.
Isn't it?
If he'd have brought out a double A side, right, you pay for it once, you get two great songs, like in the old days. Greedy Ed simply wants you to buy two different things, and you just get two songs like you used to. It's like a Toblerone. You see, you get less... You get fewer... song for the same money, don't you? You used to get two good songs on a double A side for the money you buy in a seat. And now, look at him. Greedy, greedy Sheeran. Yeah?
People still like it, though.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
right, stay with us, please.
Okay.
Gisela. Yeah. Because we're going to talk more music after the traffic and travel. What we're going to be talking about? What music we're going to do next?
Usher, No Limit and J. Cole, Change.
Fine. They're not as greedy as Ed. But we'll talk about them next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and a Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online. Order now at Pizza Hut Delivery. Participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account. Broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the New Year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West of Manchester, there's a closure for the westbound side of the A6 Manchester Road between Pendlebury and Swinton. That's after a building fire. There is still a lane out on the M6 north in Cheshire after a lorry fire around Junction 20 for the Lim interchange. And if you're north on the M6, there's no fuel available at the Sandbach services between Junction 16 and 17. All the restrictions on the M1 through Northamptonshire have been lifted after a police incident, so it's all open now. Junction 16 to 18 are moving well again. But through Stony Cross in Hampshire, the westbound A31 slow towards the picket post services because of a broken down tanker. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We will get you talking, especially if it's about the greedy man they know as Ed Sheeran, who has released two songs charging you twice for what used to be one single that you could buy of a double A-side. There's an argument still raging in the studio whether Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill is the one in the centre of Norwich. Cornelius, you've tweeted Ed Sheeran.
I've tweeted him from my own account, so we can only wait.
What does it say?
It says, "Hi Ed, can you settle an argument between me and John Holmes?
Hello.
Is the castle on the hill the castle in the centre of Norwich?"
We await Ed Sheeran's reply, because he's a nasty man. I don't... greedy.
He's so nice.
Too busy rolling in his money that he's got from cynically releasing two singles to reply to you, Cornelius. He's reading that tweet now, and he's just tearing up a £50 note and flicking it at the radio. That's what he's doing. He doesn't care. He's building his own castle out of money on a hill he's built out of money, and hating all his fans. Ed Sheeran there. Work experience punditry then. We are joined today by Gisela.
Gisela.
Yeah. Must be quite annoying, though, that everyone gets it wrong every single time they say it.
Everyone gets it wrong.
Yeah.
People called me Gizna.
Gizna?
Gizna. Where's the E? Where's the E in my...
Spell it for us.
Gisela.
Yeah, okay.
Gazola.
Not Gazola.
That's what I've written.
Yeah.
Gazola?
Yeah.
And I learned to my cost it's not Gisella as well. Anyway, that's Ed Sheeran dealt with in the music review. Now we're going where? Where are we going next? Usher.
Usher, No Limit.
Okay. The fall of the House of Usher. That won't mean anything to you. Never mind. Tell me about Usher.
He's an R&B artist. 90s baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Don't you like him?
Well, do you know, I don't really know anything about... I mean, I've heard of... I mean, you know, I'm aware of...
Usher.
An Usher. There was one at my wedding.
Really?
I couldn't name you an Usher song, apart from the one you've just said.
You couldn't?
No.
Really?
Name me another...
He has some quite famous songs, but I can't remember. From the 90s.
Well, there you go. All right. What's this one called?
No Limit.
Let's have a listen to No Limit by a man called Usher.
Make it say, No Limit. Got that masterpiece. No Limit, baby. Give you that black card. No Limit. Just know when you roll with somebody like me, there's no limit, baby. Make it say, No Limit. I see murder that. No Limit, baby. Give you that ghetto D, girl. No Limit. Just know when you roll with somebody like me, there's no limit, baby.
You know, it's no till unlimited, but the...
Why aren't the police tweeting him? No Limit's worse than driving at 90.
That's a good
just
point.
Just disregarding the speed limit.
That's a very good point, Cornelius, actually. Yeah. Now, why don't you now tweet Ed Sheeran and say that?
Okay.
Tweet Ed Sheeran. At Ed Sheeran. John Holmes and I, at John Holmes 1, and I,
yeah.
are now listening, and
Gisella.
Yeah. Listening to No Limit by at Usher. Right, but that's worse than driving at 90. Why haven't the police? Anyway, you'll have to put that into 140 characters.
Yeah, yes, sure.
Probably can. So, what do you make of this then, Gisella? Do you like? You're an Usher fan, though, right?
Yeah.
So, is this up there with the best of Usher? Or where does this fall in the Usher pantheon? Do we like it?
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah,
you like it.
I can see you vibing at it.
Yeah, he was vibing as well.
Cornelius was vibing. Looked very out of place. I mean, you were vibing a bit better. No, than Cornelius. Has Usher been away? Is this for a while?
No, he's never been away. He's always
there in the background.
Yeah, he always stays relevant.
Like genital warts. Never goes away.
Never.
Okay. And so what do we make of... I mean, is it from a new album? I don't know nothing about...
You really don't know nothing about Usher?
Like,
really?
No, I only listen to Bon Jovi.
I don't listen to him.
No, funny that. what is it about... What do you like about Usher? What's the thing about Usher?
The thing I like about Usher is because he stays relevant. Like, he always has new things happening with new artists.
Yeah.
He always stays relevant.
So he's a producer as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Of course, yeah. So he's quite influential.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know a little bit about him. I'm just joshing with you.
He's an actor as well.
But he's an actor?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, he doesn't, like, have a lot of songs and movies.
All right. What's Usher acted in? Has he ever been in an electric?
Victoria seems to know.
Oh, Victoria.
She's All That.
She's All That. What movie?
What movie is that? In the 90s or the early noughties? She's All That. Had Freddie Prinze Jr. in. It's a classic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
There you go. It's all about learning here. All right, final song. We've got to hurry on because Victoria, She's All That Born, is waiting in the wings over there. Final song.
J. Cole Change.
J. Cole Change.
Yeah.
No idea what that is, but let's have a listen.
Do you know who J. Cole is? You don't?
Joe Cole played for Chelsea, didn't he?
What?
Joe Cole?
No.
And West Ham. West Ham Academy player went on to play for Chelsea.
Anyway, he's got a single out. Here it is.
The cemeteries aren't changed. I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. Prodigal son, got a new gun. This one, no run out of ammo. Lately been working on my handles. Can I ball, become a star and remain myself? If I fall, dust it off and regain myself. Them all, they don't know all the pain I felt. I'm in awe. After all the fame I felt, I evolve. I no longer bury demons. I be a vessel for the truth until I'm barely.
I think you'll find I was coolly vibing to that, Victoria, wasn't I?
No!
I
wasn't vibing to that.
He looked ridiculous.
I vibed. I vibed to
it. He looked like an old man who didn't understand what he was doing.
More or less what was going on. That's fair enough. So that's something called a J. Cole. I've heard of a J. Cloth. Is it like that?
Nah, J. Cole.
So what does tell me about J. Cole?
He started his career with West Ham United, after breaking into the first team in January 1999.
Oh, my days.
Go on, tell us about J. Cole then, very quickly.
He is humble. He's the best in the game.
He's a footballer then?
No, he's not a footballer.
What game's he best in then?
He's not a footballer. Search him up.
But what game is he good at? Hungry, Hungry Hippos? What?
Music.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? You can.
Well, I couldn't tell from that clip.
You couldn't?
Anyway, so that was J. Cole and Change.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
We're out of time, yeah?
Yeah. It's good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
Zipped through it, didn't we?
Yeah.
So Ed Sheeran there, Usher and J. Cole, reviewed for us by
Gisela.
That's what I said.
You still can't say my name. I'm so offended.
I can't. Don't be offended, Gisela.
Oh, yeah, you said it right.
There you go. All right, thank you very much for coming in. Pleasure to see you. Thank you for bringing in the music. We say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy you're bringing. Okay. So, half two then. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be things. Things will happen. Those things will be a little bit like this. There will be your chance to get a place in the London Marathon. You can't through the official channels, but we have a place available for the London Marathon. If you'd like to run it, if you couldn't get a place in the usual way, the usual ballot, then we could be your saviour. Keep listening to find out how you can do that. There's Kickstarter as well. We'll be kicking a Kickstarter project right in its arse to give it a bit of a boost on Britain's 32nd most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. Big debate at 3 and your chance to win some meat in a game of band or winter sports term in around an hour's time. You're listening to Talk Radio just after 2:30, though. Here's Victoria with news.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says he wants to limit the wages of high earners. The Labour leader has described the pay received by top executives and footballers as grotesque. Police investigating the death of a 7-year-old girl in York have arrested a 15-year-old. It's understood that the girls did not live on the street in Woodthorpe where the body was found yesterday. The Northern Ireland secretary says new assembly elections are now highly likely. James Brokenshire says the position of deputy first minister must be filled within a week of Martin McGuinness's resignation. Sinn Féin is refusing to put up a replacement. He quit last night in a row over a botched green energy scheme. Mr. Brokenshire has told MPs the situation is grave.
The clock is ticking. If there is no resolution, then an election is inevitable, despite the widely held view that this election may deepen divisions and threaten the continuity of the devolved institutions.
Boris Johnson has told the House of Commons Britain is first in line for a trade deal with the United States. The Foreign Secretary has been speaking after visiting senior Republicans and Donald Trump's top advisers. A union is claiming hundreds of post office jobs will go under the firm's latest relocation plans. It's looking to move another 37 branches. And the World Cup is going to be expanded to 46 teams from 32 in 2026. It's the first time more teams have been added to the tournament since France 98. The weather generally cloudy this afternoon with some sunshine in eastern regions. Patchy light rain across the north and west. Highs of 10 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yeah, there is.
There's more now. For those about to bonus news, we salute you. For Victoria brings us bonus news on a daily basis at half past the 2 o'clock. And the reason for that is because her news is shorter than it used to be. She has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. It's time for bonus news. It's mineral news.
Mineral news. Just kidding. From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you've been doing what you want with times today, so I thought I'll do what I want with bonus news today.
Unbelievable. It goes animal, vegetable, minerals, because it covers everything in the everything that could be possibly news.
I don't care what you've got to say. The NHS has apologised to an elderly woman who had to share an ambulance with a dog. Paramedics rescued a missing Labrador while they were taking 86-year-old Brenda Wilding to hospital. They said they thought he'd be okay as she had dog ornaments in her home, but the woman's granddaughter has criticised the decision.
Well, because she might be allergic to dog.
Maybe that's why she has ornaments and not dogs.
And not a dog.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they didn't think that through, did they?
No.
Which you're right, though.
She's still alive, and the dog was reunited with its owner.
That's a happy ending.
Yeah. A village in Berkshire started a petition to save a stray cat called Mr. Skanky Pants after someone suggested shooting the feline to protect other pets from disease. The grey tomcat is believed to have kidney problems and feline immunodeficiency virus, which
like
is
Alan
contagious. Yeah. Other villagers,
Mr. Skanky Pants.
Other villagers say they think money should be raised to get Mr. Skanky Pants veterinary care.
Is that his official name or his kennel name or...
Well, he's stray.
Yeah.
He just goes into different people's gardens
but they all
and
call
that's...
him Mr. Skanky Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And a sheep wearing a hat has been spotted in the back of a car
spotted.
In South London.
Spotted.
A journalist for The Guardian took a picture while stuck in traffic in Streatham yesterday of the ewe wearing a fancy hat.
Is it a Jeremy Corbyn benefits cap?
You can't really make it out. It's got a silver badge on the front.
Oh, it could be then, yes. Well, Jeremy Corbyn has been coming for an earnings cap. I do beg your pardon, not a benefits cap, an earnings cap. Mm. Jeremy Corbyn earnings cap worn by a sheep in a car.
Yeah.
And that was Animal News, was it?
Mm-hmm. Good effort.
It was Mineral News today, though.
What? What's happened?
Cornelius went out of the room while this happened. Well, this
Mineral
is
News. Just kidding. From aardvark to zebras, this is Animal News.
I mean, talk about pursuing your own agenda.
That's what you do every day.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, can I just say that I knew how to pronounce Gisela's name. I was right. Do you remember at the very start of the show, that's what I said?
Maybe they should make a separate radio station for people to listen to who care.
Re-Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill, writes Will Whitmore. It's in Framlingham in Suffolk, where he grew up, not the one in Norfolk that you said.
I thought it's Framlington he's from.
Framlingham. Anyway, either way, Ed Sheeran has not got back to us yet, vis-a-vis the Castle on the Hill being the one in Norwich that Cornelius visited the other day. We still wait for Ed Sheeran.
Did you hear about the news story to do with this? So police in...
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Which is why we... Don't listen to the show. Which is why we've now... Because he was driving at 90 miles an hour in the lyrics. The police, Suffolk police said... Shouldn't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
But then we played a track from Usher, which is called No Limit. So we've now tweeted Ed Sheeran, Usher and Suffolk Police to point out that they really should be questioning Usher about his No Limit, whereas Sheeran was only going
more
at
dangerous.
90.
Maybe, yeah, but Usher's not in Suffolk. So Suffolk Police won't care because there'll be no law-breaking in that.
It's not just
area
advice for Suffolk. General driving advice is you shouldn't drive with No Limit. So Usher is being...
Maybe you should just get him on. Speech Suffolk Police.
We could get all three of them on in the studio.
Likely.
Yeah,
Edith Bowman had Sheeran on today on Virgin, our sister station.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
It's pre-recorded. She didn't do it really. Anyway, so
I saw a picture of them together.
Yeah, but it wasn't today.
Well, it was played out today.
It's a pre-recorded picture. Victoria on the. It says that there's a Twitter for you.
Okay.
Yay! It begins.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Victoria and a surprise Animal News. Mineral News, minimal news more like.
They're right, because mineral news...
It's got him saying.
I've got minimal interest in mineral news.
That's from Alex. right, thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much for that bonus news. On the way, in the next bit of the show, we'll be having a Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And so the clock is ticking. I mean, obviously all clocks do... Well, all clocks that tick, tick, if you see what I mean. Digital clocks don't technically tick. And Anyway, metaphorically, the clock, and literally in the case of ticking clocks, the clock is ticking on your chance to enter this year's London Marathon. If you've been listening over the past few days, you will know by now that thanks to our very good friends at London Pride, we have a place in the 2017 London Marathon to give away. The London Marathon, notoriously hard to get onto in terms of places. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people apply every year. There are limited slots, of course. The probability of getting a place in this year's ballot was just 6.9%. But worry no longer if you wanted a place and didn't get one, or you know somebody that did, because we have a guaranteed place in the London Marathon for you. We are giving it away. It's to raise money for charity. Shooting Star Chase is the charity. Leading Children's Hospice cares for babies, children and young people with life-limiting conditions. And here's what you have to do. 23rd of April, by the way, is the date. We will be broadcasting from the course live into Jake Yap's Sunday morning programme. No one's told him that yet, but it will be happening. But I don't even think we've mentioned it to any of the bosses here. But anyway, that's the plan. You will become the official runner for Talk Radio for this programme. We will follow your progress in training. We will do our best to help you along the way. If you or someone you know missed out on a place this year, this is now your last chance. All you have to do is register your interest to do it. Like, that's all at this stage. You don't have to do anything else. Just register your interest with us by getting in touch right now. You can email this email, marathon@talkradio.co.uk, marathon@talkradio.co.uk. We will be in touch with you and explain how you can bid for a place. Very simple. But you need to register your interest by tonight, by midnight tonight. Tuesday the 10th of January. That's the date fans. And you need to register your interest by 23:59 p.m. It's tonight. Marathon. Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. Just get your phone, get your email.
It's really easy.
It's marathon@talkradio.co.uk. Just to register your interest. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, that's the easy part.
That is the running, it's the hard part. But marathon@talkradio.co.uk. And it's your last chance to get a place in the 2017 London Marathon. Thanks to Talk Radio, this programme, and London Pride. Next, we're going to help a Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults, to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. the Volvo V40 R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for the M1 in South Yorkshire. If you're northbound, there's animals on the carriageway at junction 34 for Meadow Hall. A couple of lanes are closed after a brief stop on traffic. West of Manchester, the westbound A6 Manchester Road between Pendlebury and Swinton is closed. That's because of a building fire. Busy on the M6 north in Cheshire, around 20 for the limit to change the lanes out after a lorry fire. And there's trouble on the eastbound A14 in Leicestershire. It's currently closed from Catthorpe through to junction 1 at Welford. There's been an accident involving two lorries. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's louder than rock versus metal, more dramatic than parents versus teenagers, and more historic than Athens versus Sparta. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, the showdown to end all showdowns. It's epic savings on car insurance versus epic savings on energy bills. Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save most. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, you know how, if you're a regular listener, anyway, you know very well how helpful we like to be. Of course we do. That's what we are here for. Sometimes we like to help ailing Kickstarters. You know these projects where people beg for coin in order to realise their dreams, their unattainable lifelong dreams. Say you want to launch a restaurant that can go off-roading as the customers dine. What an unattainable dream. Another one. Maybe you'd like to get on a southern train one day without any problems. Unattainable dreams, one and all. But we like to help a Kickstarter. If you've got one, by the way, you can get in touch. Of course you can. We'll help you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk to today's. And one such man. Or is it a man? Perhaps it's a ghost. All will become clear. Alex Craven's on the telephone. He's got a Kickstarter project. Hello, Alex.
Hi there.
How the hell are you? Well, first of all, are you a ghost?
I am certainly not.
Right. Explain, though, why I might ask that question, given the nature of your Kickstarter. Talk us through it.
Okay. Well, basically, I've created what is basically a really fun, easy-to-read scientific textbook. Focusing on scientific investigation, but featuring lots of ghosts.
Yes, I am very keen on this as an idea, right? Since I was a child, Alex, I will tell you, I have been fascinated by the idea of ghosts. Certainly, when I was around 16, I even tried to join the Society for Psychical Research, right? And so I'm very interested in this. But I'll be honest with you and up front in the beginning, right? I don't believe in them as the concept of the dead thing, right? But like you, I'm interested in the science of it and why people perhaps do see things and why people think or believe they've seen things and how it links to our primal fears and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very interesting area, and this, I think, you're right, this is the first time it's sort of been written in a book which is sort of aimed at kids.
Yes, well, I completely agree with you that it's something that not necessarily everyone has to believe in, but it's certainly something that's interesting whether you believe in it or not. And to start with, I'll say that this book isn't pushing the existence of ghosts as a theory. It's basically saying there's a lot of people that believe strange events are going on. Could it be ghosts? You know, you have to ask the question, and if, you know, it's suspected it could be ghosts, you have to then clarify, well, if it is a ghost, then ghosts must abide by the laws of physics. How could they do this, and what evidence do we need to find to confirm it?
So where are we in current ghost thinking? Because I'm probably slightly out of touch with the whole thing, but I made a documentary last year about haunted hotel, and it was quite interesting. I spoke to a sort of ghost expert who went with me overnight to this place as well, and he had the same view as we do, in that there's something going on, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's a branch of science we're not yet clear on. So where's the current thinking in science about what ghosts could be?
Okay, well, lots of people are heading more towards the scientific point of view, which has been a long time coming because, you know, a lot of people were doing that, I mean, many years ago, then it fell out of fashion. So people are trying to find scientific explanations, but of course, the people that go and try and do this, they have, I won't say basic equipment, they're doing a good job collecting data, but they really, you know, you'd need quite a lot of funding to push it to the next level. And also it's very difficult in scientific conditions because you can't recreate scientific, you know, conditions trying to chase ghosts around. So really at this point, probably an awful lot of time spent in theoretical science could come up with some good ideas going out and trying to collect data.
Right, and we can correct me if I'm wrong, but shall we just dismiss, for anyone listening thinking, well, hang on a minute, what about Yvette Fielding? Right,
okay.
So can we just dismiss all of that entertainment-based paranormal programming
out of hand? When I say people going out searching, I'm not talking about the people on TV. I think they're doing an awful lot to discredit it. You know, they're using equipment that is very obviously can make noises when they want it to, and, you know, this and that. So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, all right. So, look, this is interesting because, you've kind of aimed it at kids. It's sort of ghosts and science, which I like. Because children, obviously, and I've got a four-year-old and six-year-old, who aren't scared of ghosts as such because I've sort of taught them not to be. But it is a primal fear. Even kids have that thought of something in the dark out of the corner of their eye, don't they? So I think this is an interesting area.
They do, and I mean, I've been quite mindful to make this book in a way that people that do have mild to quite high fears of ghosts would quite benefit, from it. I've kept it quite light and nice, and, you know, when you read stuff like this that's fun, from a biological point of view, the fears of the unknown or unexplained that live in your central brain that controls your panic, when you start to learn about the subject, they'll, you know, start association, which goes to the left logical problem-solving side of the brain, and eventually fear turns to curiosity.
Is it ghosts, perhaps, is a word for a kind of branch of science we're not up there with yet, it seems to me. But you get these, and again, I think you probably touched on this in the book, from the bits of it I've seen, in the way the eyes work and the way our perception works, and there have been cases, haven't there, where scientific studies where investigators have gone into so-called haunted, I think there was one in Coventry where this happened, in like a factory where factory workers were reporting overnight seeing shapes out of the corner of their eye, and there was a real sense of foreboding there, and these figures were seen and all the rest of it. And these guys went in to investigate it, and what they found is that some air conditioning somewhere in that building was causing the eyeball to vibrate at a certain frequency, which was causing kind of hallucinations.
Okay, yes. Yes, well, this is a big thing. I mean, in your eyes, you've got, like, little cones and rods, and the rods with peripheral vision are the things that are very night-sensitive, and lots of people claim they see ghosts through there, and suddenly, you know, in the daytime as well, they say, oh, but I'm seeing ghosts all the time. Now, sometimes this is a medical condition, and if you have it, you know, you need to rush off to the doctors in case it gets worse.
Yeah.
But in some cases, it goes where the people carry on. They can't find a medical reason. It only happens in certain areas of a certain place, and, you know, like you've just linked into, in that case, it was vibration.
Yeah.
But people do that. They're like, right, maybe it's a ghost, and it's left as no one wants to touch it anymore. And as you say, I mean, you put it really well, saying ghost is just could be a name for a science that no one really wants to touch.
Yeah. So what made you interested in it? What made you want to go there, Alex? Was this a kind of childhood issue? Or?
Well, no, I've always been very interested in ghosts. I mean, you know, as a kid, I saw quite a lot of odd things that, you know, still now I have trouble explaining.
Give us an example, Alex. We're going to need an example now.
Okay.
So, I mean, I saw a lot of odd things as a kid I can't explain. The Black and White Minstrel Show, for instance, was one of them.
Well, quite. You know, things basically flying off shelves at people, I saw a couple of. Things like this, quite extreme things that, you know, I wonder if I remembered quite correctly.
Yeah.
And things like this, that, again, is some form of anomaly. And I was interested that, you know, at the time, my mum said, "Oh, well, possibly it's a ghost, and that's it. That's the end of." So really, I wanted to create something that just made people think, "Well, yes, let's not dismiss them. There's enough, you know, there's enough information for them to be studied, but let's keep a very open mind and let's try and find out what some of the causes could be."
I've heard these stories too. In fact, I have members of my family who will absolutely say that things have flown off shelves and they've seen photographs fall over on mantelpieces, that kind of thing. So where are we in terms of an explanation for that? Because I can understand seeing figures, because, you know, we've talked about, or touched on very much the periphery of why that could happen. But in terms of physically moving an object, what does science have to say about how that could happen?
Well, in physically moving objects like that, science says very little in a domestic situation, which is why there's, you know, need for a lot of data and some sort of common factor to be found.
Yeah.
I mean, this book doesn't have the answers to all the questions, and which is shown on the Kickstarter page. You know, there's a few question marks here and there, which is trying to engage the audience really to have a think about, okay, this is an ongoing thing. It's something I can problem solve and think about in, you know, my everyday activities, which is why I think this subject would be so engaging for kids to start with, because, you know, it's sunk into popular culture about ghosts, and kids don't really think of them as science. So I think it's quite a good technique to get kids to look at a book which shows example of, well, could a ghost work like this compared to how a human works? So, you know, they're learning about how humans use energy. Could it possibly be translated to something else? Or could we find out if this thing exists? Because obviously if a real ghost was present, it would need to consume energy, do things like this. If those anomalies aren't happening, look somewhere else.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I like the notion of this in terms of trying to find, or certainly open the conversation about scientific explanations for stuff. But it's one of the other theories that I think is interesting is about the transference of energy, which you were talking about. Because if we're talking about physically moving objects, obviously there has to be some energy involved and something has to act on another object in order to move it, right? Where does that energy come from? Now, I know about, you know, the theories about poltergeist activity being very prevalent around teenage girls, for instance, to do with some, and again, you'll know better than I, but it's about the hormonal change in the body sort of enacting outside of the physical body somehow.
Yes, there's a lot of explanations which it's not really a correct term, but would be classed as sort of, I suppose, not really. I don't want to use the word spiritual, but it's how people that are looking into this kind of class it, you know, that an energy outside yourself and all sorts of topics which I've had to touch on, but I didn't want to get too far into, because then it starts the conversation of, oh, well, is that to do with your soul? And then it sort of turns it a bit religious-y.
Yes, I know what you mean, yeah. No, and I think if you hold it science-y, I mean, the theories of the body, because, you know, hey, we only use a certain percentage of our brains anyway, we know that, we you know, there are things we don't know about the human body and what it can do in certain situations, so it's perfectly plausible that it's just, as we've been saying, it's like this branch of science that we just haven't come to terms with yet.
Yes, correct. And, you know, I do touch on all these things. I'm not going to ignore it because, you know, it's maybe a bit of a touchy subject, but it's, I'm being very careful how I word it, let's say.
Yeah, well, I think it's good. I think, you know, I'm all for it, frankly. So tell us about where we'll find it on Kickstarter, should we want to become involved in funding this.
So, yeah, at the moment it's on Kickstarter. It was in the academic section, but it has now moved to the child section.
Is that your decision, or was that Kickstarter's decision?
No, it wasn't, actually. It was my I thought I'd check it, see what was going on.
Yeah. All right, so what do we search for? Ghosts plus science or something?
Yes, Ghosts Equals Science is the title.
Great.
There's an awful lot going on in there. I'm really happy and excited about it.
Good. Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea. But then again, you know, I'm fascinated by this stuff anyway. But look, Alex, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That is Alex with his Ghosts Equals Science book for kids. But as he said, I've had a look through. There's a lot of stuff in there for adults. If you're interested in just debunking, really, the whole notion of ghosts and just coming down on the side that actually it's just a sign, which, you know, look, kids, no such thing, right? you know, and I ain't afraid of no science. So if you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like us to help give a kick up the arse to on the radio, on Britain's 32nd most listened to radio station out of a possible 39, because that's going to help, then get in touch. Here's the number, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
That was in case you were confused by the northern timbre of the gobby witch. That's start your message with the word talk. Or you can use a Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Start your message with any word you like. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Ooh, ghost. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the new year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn calls for wage cap. Northern Ireland faces snap election. And Hiddleston apologises.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn says he wants to introduce a maximum wage. The Labour leader says the pay earned by some footballers is ridiculous. He says if his party comes into power, they'd address the pay gap.
We're looking at a higher minimum wage of £10 per hour. What we're also looking at is the inequality of the grotesque levels of difference between the average wages paid in our society and the sort of telephone number salaries that are paid at the top end of it.
A 15-year-old girl has been questioned in connection with the death of a 7-year-old in York. She died after being found with life-threatening injuries yesterday. In the last few minutes, Northern Ireland's former First Minister, Arlene Foster, has said there's no reason why an inquiry can't take place into a botched energy scheme. The government there collapsed yesterday after Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness resigned over the scandal. The leader of the DUP insists she's done nothing wrong.
I have been quite disgracefully maligned in the most vicious manner, and therefore it is of the utmost importance that the truth comes out.
Norwegian mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik has given a Nazi salute at the beginning of a court hearing. The country's government is trying to overturn a decision that keeping him in isolation since he massacred 77 people in 2011 has violated his human rights. And Tom Hiddleston has apologised after he was accused of being self-indulgent during his acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. He spoke about his humanitarian work while picking up the award for Best Actor in a TV series, The Night Manager.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Got the weather, score Victoria. Got the weather.
Thanks, John. Generally cloudy this afternoon with some sunny spells in eastern regions. Patchy light rain across the north and west. Highs of 10 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, with your weather there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.
Great news. Right.
Thanks. I'm going to pretend you listened.
All right. Whatever floats your boat. It's 3:05. Ben now has the pre-recorded sport live from... From a rainforest, from a jungle. He's live in a jungle today, Ben, where someone has organised a rave for seals.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Hull fullback Andrew Robertson says he was excited to work with new boss Marco Silva as he'd received great reviews from former Dundee United teammate Ryan Gould. Silva coached Gould at Sporting Lisbon. The newly installed Portuguese head coach takes his side to Manchester United in their EFL Cup semi-final first leg tonight. Robertson already knows what to expect from him.
Surprisingly, I think I was one of the only ones that maybe had heard of him, but... You know, I'd spoke to him about him. You know, he had nothing but positive words, and you know, I think all the Lisbon players really liked him. So you know, that gave us a wee bit of insight to it, and you know, made us look forward to that a bit more.
The Sport Live commentary of Manchester United versus Hull over on Talksport. Stoke have reportedly made a formal bid to sign West Brom striker Saido Berahino. It's believed to be less than the £20 million that Albion turned down from Tottenham in the summer of 2015. Finally, England's cricketers were set a victory target of 305 to win their one-day warm-up match against India A in Mumbai. The hosts made 304 for 4 in their 50 overs. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Seal rave! Ben Sport there live from a jungle. Where someone's organised a rave for seals on Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Hello, hello there.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
As I say, this afternoon, don't forget we are doing this to provide some comfort and entertainment for people who work with UNICEF and Médecins Sans Frontières and the World Food Programme. We are doing this for them. Like Tom Hiddleston said at the Golden Globes, the only reason really we do this is for those people who are fixing the world in places where it is broken. The idea that Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons between 1 and 4 provides some relief to those who are hard workers makes me immensely proud. And it's that kind of self-righteous twaddle that's good enough for Tom Hiddleston, and it makes it good enough for us. Here at Talk Radio. Oh, don't forget as well, before the end of the programme, we do have a Jeremy Corbyn wages cap to give away. It's an earnings cap. Jeremy Corbyn has called for an earnings cap. We've got one. It's a cap with the word earnings written on it and a picture of Jeremy Corbyn sellotaped to the top. And it could be yours. Win a Jeremy Corbyn wages earnings cap this afternoon only on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So with the resignation of Martin McGuinness, are we seeing the collapse of the Northern Irish Parliament? Now, the Deputy First Minister resigned from office last night, of course, in protest over his power-sharing partner's handling of a cocked-up green energy scheme. And it points towards a new Northern Ireland Assembly election, of course. Now, rules of power-sharing in Northern Ireland are complicated. Of course, I've always thought that ever since it was deemed fine that a former IRA commander with blood on his hands can waltz into Parliament without anyone going, huh? But at least now Martin McGuinness is more concerned with energy schemes rather than, you know, kneecapping people. So there's progress. But does his resignation push in a new era of peace process politics? Now, on the line, listening to me say the word push there, in that ill-thought-out rhetoric, is... Talk Radio listener Eddie. He's called a telephone number and he's putting through to here. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, no, thank you. You've done no wonders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank me.
Okay. Now, you've called up because you've heard me say the word push in there, and
yes,
the concept of pushing, as I understand it, as you've told our researchers, is something you heartily disagree with, Eddie. Tell me why you disagree with pushing and why we should get rid of it.
Well, to be honest with you, it all stems back from when I was a baby.
Yeah, baby.
The first word I remember hearing was push, and it was repeated over and over and over again, you know, and it's been with me ever since.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, I can only use doors that I can pull.
Yep.
I avoid mosh pits as best as I can, and, you know, I went to see Rogue One recently, and they recreated Peter Cushing, and to be honest, Peter Cushing sounds a bit like pushing, and that's pushing it, if you ask me.
Right, well, we did ask you, and now let's ask... Stop. Now let's ask...
Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's ask... You. Stay there, though, thank you.
I will.
Thank you. Let's bring in line two, because Sam has been listening to your argument there and has called up, and he's on the telephone, or she is on the telephone now. Hello, Sam, he or she.
Hi, it's a she, and I'd like to start by just thanking you, John, as well. I'd like to thank you for your service over the years.
You're welcome.
And for what you're doing today, very special.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie, as well, by the way.
Oh, thanks, both. Yeah, thanks. It's really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let me extend my thanks to Eddie there as well, just to for opening the floor to all the thanks.
Yes. Well, consider it open. Now we need to know, though, about your thoughts about the notion of pushing. Now, Eddie, one of his first memories, he heard that word over and over again when he came out of his mother's fufu. And I wonder, Sam, you must have heard a similar word, unless, of course, you came out by other means. But and it didn't affect you in the same way. You're very much for the concept of pushing.
Well, absolutely. You see, it's very strange that's his reason, because it's a very similar reason why I'm for pushing, you see. I'm the mother of 14 children.
Oh, God.
And I would just like Eddie for a moment to imagine what I would look like if I hadn't pushed.
Wow.
So imagine that, Eddie, what he'd look like if we take your route there, your belief. If we take what Sam has just said, if she hadn't have pushed... She'd now have 14 children in her.
Yes, Sam. What colour is your hair?
My hair's a dirty blonde.
Okay, I can imagine it now. Okay, carry on.
But you know, although my life might be slightly easier without the 14 children on the extremity of my body, I think it would be rather challenging to heft myself around. You see.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. I mean, you were right in your personal experience, Sam, to push in that instance.
Oh, thank you.
Because you can't leave a child that's ready to come out of a woman, such as yourself. It needs to come out. You can't leave it in there, and certainly not 14 of them. So, Eddie, in that sense, pushing is a good thing, isn't it? I mean, I know you're anti it and you want to see pushing banned, but if we do that... Well,
it would be like some sort of Chilean mine for babies.
There you go. Well, Eddie, what about that?
Well, I don't know, really. Maybe she should have pushed the man or men away from her. I don't know, you know. I mean,
but hang on.
Excuse me.
Well, no, hang on. No,
just saying.
So wait a minute. Let's bring you back to the because I will take the I will drink here the devil's advocate, and I will say
not if you're pregnant.
No, not if I was pregnant. I wouldn't. If you could arguably, if you were trained in midwifery, pull a baby out.
Yes.
Couldn't you?
Yes.
And what I'm getting at here,
that option wasn't provided at the time.
No, well...
You can't really pull a man away, can you?
No.
I could be wrong, but...
No.
Midwife got a good grip, and I pushed her.
No, listen...
Effectively, she would be pulling the baby.
Literally stop talking now.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, look, what I'm saying is that is there a scenario... And I'm drinking of the devil's advocate. Is there a scenario whereby one is instructed to push, but the same effect could be achieved by pulling every time, and thus we could get rid of pushing as a concept and just use pulling? So let me give you an example. You could technically, one pushes a shopping trolley, one pushes a door, one pushes a window, one pushes a lawnmower, one pushes a disliked relative down the stairs. Arguably, you could pull all of those things and the effect would be the same. You could pull a shopping trolley, pull a relative down the stairs, pull a door, pull a window.
Yes. Yeah. Or you could push a child into the doors of a school.
Yeah. No, you're missing the point. Eddie, do you agree? You could push You get rid of pushing, and you could pull instead, but the effect would be the same.
Yeah, just pull everything. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I pull women every 5 minutes.
I doubt that.
I more than I push them, you know.
Yeah, well.
Well, look, guys, I got into this mess by pulling too much.
Yes. But look, the thing is, you've got to... Look, help me out in the scenario here, right? Because I've just thought of an example, right? You can't pull swings. You've got to push someone on a swing because you can't pull it because you can't stand in front of it, right? So that's one example.
John, that's not right. You can use your legs and you can do it yourself.
No. Eddie, that's not right either. You pull the swing up as high as it can go and you release.
He's got a good point. All right then, would you pull drugs on people?
Me?
No, not you personally. I'm again, just hypothetically speaking, because one's heard of a drug pusher, but we haven't heard of a drug puller, have we?
Well, they're called muggers, and they hang around in Brixton.
Well, no, I don't. But how do you pull drugs on people? When do you attach a rope or a string around a drugs and pull it at a person? How would you pull drugs?
Well, you whack them on the head and pull it out of their pocket. It's quite easy, John.
You're not really a very good role model as a mother, as far as I can see. But
well, you try having 14 children.
No.
Have you heard about these trials in Sweden that they've anybody heard about?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, which one? There's so many at the moment.
Pushing is illegal in Sweden, and this came out, and I'll tell you where this came from. It came from arguments in a queue for meatballs in a well-known Scandinavian furniture outlet. People would push into the queue for the meatballs, and they made pushing illegal. So now you can't push anything. They've taken it to the nth degree. I digress. Look, I want you to just listen to something for me, right? This is Eddie. This is about you, really.
And what about that trial? It was so fascinating.
No. I've got an interesting fact about Sweden, actually. I looked it up, right? ABBA was from there, apparently.
Oh.
Right, let me just play you something now. This is a world, and Sam, I know you won't agree with it, but just bear with it. This is a world that Eddie wants. Yes. Listen to this.
I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs.
Right, that's REM, of course, and they were busy pushing an elephant up the stairs. But in your world, Eddie, if we get rid of pushing as a concept, this is what happens.
I'm pushing an elephant up the stairs. I'm tossing up punchlines that were never there.
Now, no one's saying we get rid of tossing, but we are suggesting that you get rid of pushing. That's what Eddie says. And how are you going to get an elephant up the stairs?
No, John, re-listen to the song now. It's about... Michael Stipe being an elephant up the stairs. I'm an elephant up the stairs.
No, it's very simple. I'm asking you a simple question. You can't answer the question. How would you get an elephant up the stairs?
You pull it.
All right, you've answered it. Now listen to this. Now listen to this.
I got to push pineapple, shake the tree. I got to push pineapple, grind coffee.
Right, in your world, Eddie. Right, how are you going to pineapple a tree if you're getting rid of pushing?
What kind of world is that, Eddie?
Black lace don't think about pushing pineapple.
Yeah, you've ruined it for black. You've rung up here with your argument and you haven't really thought it through, you know.
Yeah, but he doesn't say anything about in Superman, does he?
No.
He doesn't say about pushing anything in Superman. He just says about blowing his nose and combing his hair and spraying deodorant. He's having a wash.
And there we must leave the debate. Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Could you sum up the debate for us in one? We're just out of time. That's all. Sam, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Elephant Titus.
Thank you. And Eddie. Good. Right. If you've got an opinion, do we need the concept of pushing anymore? Is it outdated? Is there nothing you can move without? But you can basically pull anything. You don't have to push it. We could get rid of pushing altogether and make the world a nicer place. That's what Eddie thinks. Sam completely disagrees, as you heard. Do we need pushing in a post-Brexit Britain in 2017? Do we need it when we've got pig manure and weaponry? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. It is The Big Debate. And I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking, text your partner asking what should we have for tea, or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news west of Manchester for the A6 Manchester Road near Swinton. It has reopened after a building fire. There's problems in Stoke-on-Trent, the A34 Newcastle Road. The northbound side of that approaching the A500 at the Torque roundabout is blocked by an accident. There's a breakdown on the northbound M6, which is causing delays between 6 for Spaghetti Junction and 7 for Great Bar. And no change for Leicestershire's eastbound A14. It's closed from the Catthorpe interchange, where it joins with the M1 and the M6, through to Junction 1 at Welford after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Woke up, winter's here, windows all frosty, didn't want to go out, did want a workout. Today would be a gym day. Pack my gear, scrape the windscreen clear, poor car, too cold, wouldn't start, did start. Battery on its way out, lucky I found out. Dropped by Halfords, got a fresh battery. Nice lady, fits it fast, all good, got going, got to gym. Ignored running machine, ignored cross trainer, sat in sauna for an hour and a quarter and recharged some batteries of my own.
Don't let the cold snap stop you in your tracks. Buy your new car battery from Halfords and we'll fit it from just £10. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a time on the radio, and a lot of your reactions have been coming in to today's big debate with the notion of pushing. Do we need pushing in this day and age? As I say, in 2017, in post-Brexit Britain, Eddie phoned in and said we didn't need it at all. There's nothing, he said, you can't pull. Things that you push, you could also pull. We don't need pushing anymore. Wants to see it outlawed. Sam very much disagreed because she had 14 babies. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
What's coming in? John, Jeremy Corbyn's idea for pushing caps is stupid. If I was made to wear a pushing cap, that would give forewarning to anyone I was about to push, meaning that they could run away. Thank you, whoever sent that in.
Yep.
This is from Paul. John, I'm against pushing if...
Paul, what's his surname?
Paul Ling. John, I'm against pushing. If I saw pushing near the edge of a cliff, well, I don't want to say what I'd do.
Okay. Thomas has just tweeted as well. What about... What would you do with a pull-up bra? Well, you'd...
Pull it up.
Yeah, same thing. Since it works. John, why don't we... We must keep pushing, because if you push someone's hair, it doesn't hurt. And John, what about the Push Me Pull You from Dr. Dolittle? Won't anyone think of that? Papers. It's a diversity paper review, and today the diversity paper review is done by a diversity from the continent of Europe that we as British people have voted to hate now. Different diversity each day reviewing the papers, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. Today it's in Spanish. It's ticking the foreign box, certainly, because Marta is reviewing the papers today. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
Yes.
What?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Marta.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that. Because I haven't seen you for a while.
No, last time you were in reviewing the papers, we talked about your weird Spanish freaky Christmas traditions.
Yeah, we did.
Which involves a pooing boy.
It is a pooing log and a pooing man.
Yes.
Not boy.
Well.
You need to be precise here.
Okay. John. Anyway, when you went home to the motherland for Christmas, did you witness any of this Christmas excrement?
Yes, I did. I actually saw loads of pooing logs in the streets, in the shops, and I sent lovely Asprod Cass some pictures. And
that's nice. I mean, that's very similar to the pictures she normally gets from boys on Tinder, but okay.
Yeah. She never even replied.
No. You don't even know what Tinder is!
Yeah, you're too old for that, aren't you?
Shut up. So, Marta, you're obviously talking to us through the glass there because we can hear the dulcet tones of the Northern Witch behind you.
Yes.
Would you like to come in to the studio to review the papers today?
I would love to pop in. Can I leave you in charge?
Oh, yeah, God, let's see. Don't let cast the buttons again.
See what happens.
Marta's now got to come in. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. Look, when this goes out on the radio, we just edit that awkward bit out there.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll do that.
Yeah. By the way, Rizard has texted in regarding the notion of pushing being banned. John, in a world without pushing, your friend wouldn't have got a Henry Hoover stuck up his backside, as we heard about earlier, when we were talking about accident and emergency NHS issues in the big story. Fair point. I'll pass that on to my friend. Marta's here, though, with the paper review.
Hello.
Marta, what have you got? What newspaper are you looking at first?
I'm looking at The Times.
What's in it?
Page 16.
Well, of course, it's always in it.
Well, of course, yeah.
Page 16 is technically always.
Almost every day.
Yes.
So, bleeding vegetarian burger to convert meat eaters.
What?
I'm concerned. So, this is a vegetarian burger that bleeds when it's cooked. So, people feel that they're cooking a meat burger, but...
But why would anyone want to do that?
That's a very good question,
so,
John.
So what, you cook... So it's made of vegetarian?
Yes.
Yes.
And it bleeds beetroot juice.
Well, yeah,
which
but...
Which is red.
But why... I don't see why vegetarians... There's so many things wrong with this. Okay, so yes. If a vegetarian wanted to be a vegetarian, the chances are they wouldn't like the concept of a thing bleeding, be it bleeding accidentally or well, do you know what I mean? That's not the bit of meat eating they're going to miss, just watching something bleed falsely.
Apparently, it is to lure meat eaters into converting to vegetarianism. Is that how you say it?
I see. So meat eaters, but it's still a veggie burger. It doesn't make it.
It's just to give you the illusion that you're cooking a beef burger.
Stupid.
I know, but I think people have gone too far this time.
Right. And when's this gone too far? When's this available?
So it's going to be available in the UK soon.
Yeah.
This is made by an American company called Beyond Meat. Mm. I assume it's a vegetarian company.
Yes.
And it's already available in the US, and it's soon coming to the UK. And apparently they say that it contains 99% fewer saturated fat than a beef burger.
Well, I suppose that would be true because meat is fatty, whereas vegetables are a different kind of fat. I still don't understand why you need... Victoria, you're a vegetarian one, aren't you?
At the moment.
I've recently turned. So I used to be a massive carnivore.
What happened then?
I was eating so much meat, so two or three times a day, I thought I need to cut down.
Yeah.
And then I watched some horrific documentaries about animal cruelty and the way that animals are slaughtered and stuff like that. And then I was like, I can't to eat.
I'm starting to feel hungry for a burger, aren't I?
Can't bear to eat animal flesh anymore.
Sausages or something.
Yeah.
Veggie sausages are really good.
So would you, what I'm saying is, would you be happy with the concept of a bleeding veggie burger?
Do you know what? I think that's taking it too far.
That's what Matt said.
Yeah. I don't want that.
All right. Just a little straw poll there, because you are the only... You're not a vegetarian, are you, Martin? No.
No,
because I saw you earlier... Well, you're Spanish, and you hate animals. You push donkeys off towers and kill bulls.
Every Monday.
Yeah. So... and that's just Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's just me.
She does it at the TalkSport Tower.
She does.
That everyone goes on about.
The amount of dead donkeys littering the roads around here, you wouldn't believe. Victoria has to step over them every day. She hates it.
I do. It's really messy.
Yeah.
It's a tradition, so I have to do it.
Yeah, not true. All traditions are good, though, are they?
Oh, this one is.
Right, anyway, time-wise, Marta, stay. I know you've got to go back in there and press a button.
Yes.
But then come back to review some more papers, because we only got through one story there because of ill timing.
I know. Oh. Well, I'll be back then.
Okay, you're out there then. Right, Cassie's going to attempt to press a button now, so let's see what she's going to press to try and get us into the news while Marta goes back. Cass, press a button.
Talk radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Jeremy Corbyn says he wants to introduce a cap on wages, saying footballers and top executives' earnings are too grotesque. The Labour leader hasn't said what the limit should be, but that it would be significantly higher than his £138,000 salary. He says, along with a high minimum wage, it would tackle inequality. Conservative MP Dominic Raab says the plan is confused.
We do think there's an issue there, but I don't think the answer is to start waving around the idea of a limit on how much people may earn without even describing what that limit may be or thinking through what the consequences that would have for middle-class people, for entrepreneurs coming to this country. That just doesn't make any sense at all.
With its power-sharing government in crisis, the Democratic Unionist leader says it's vital the truth comes out. Arlene Foster has spoken after Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness resigned as Deputy First Minister in protest at her party's handling of a failed energy scheme. Police are investigating claims saline bags were tampered with at Cumberland Infirmary in Carlisle. A spokesperson for the NHS Trust involved says there's no sign any patients have been affected. 16 more countries are going to be able to take part in the Football World Cup. FIFA has voted to allow the increase from 2026. And after its Golden Globe success, La La Land has received 11 BAFTA nominations. Its stars are both shortlisted in the acting categories, while British talent including Dev Patel, Naomi Harris and Emily Blunt are also in the running for awards. The weather, rain moving eastwards tonight, turning colder with some gales in the north, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be very windy, a mix of sunny spells and showers in the south, but winter showers in northern areas later on. Highs of 8. There's more in half
an hour. When's it going to snow?
Wintry showers is code word for snow.
Why you say snow?
Yeah, why are you doing the weather in code?
Well, I guess it might not be full-on snow. It could be sleet. That's a wintry shower as well. So, yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much indeed. You could, by the way, you could have livened up your news bulletin there.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, La La Land has got 11 BAFTA nominations.
Yes.
You could have gone Ilarlarvan, Ilarvan, or something, some kind of like a.
I would sound like an idiot like you do now if I'd have done that.
Victoria there with the news. We'll get. We'll give away some. Being a vegetarians like Victoria is. This week.
No, I've been not eating meat for almost 3 months.
Are you going full time now? Is that it? Do you promise to never eat meat again?
No, I haven't made that promise.
How long have you been eating meat
vegetarian
for?
It was partway through October the last time I had meat.
You want to get back on Tinder?
What are you suggesting? They don't sell things like steak or bacon,
sausage.
On Tinder. I don't know what you're getting at, John. Are you being crass?
No.
Are you being disgusting?
I don't know what you absolutely mean.
Are you being sexually suggestive?
No.
I think you're lying when you say no.
No. Right, in the next, speaking of meat, we'll be giving some away. Beef, chicken, lamb or sausages, Victoria.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. In a game of band or winter sport terminology. Coming up in the next half an hour, if you'd like to play that, here's the number to get in touch. We will call you back, 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's what we'll be doing next. And then Marta's going to be in as well with some more paper reviewing.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. We'll be talking now to Marta. You say to Marta. And she'll be back in the studio right now.
Hello.
Having been out there pressing the button for the news jingle. Multitasking.
I know, right?
Yeah. Good. So, we've done... Oh, let me put you a little bit of bed music on. Hang on. I'm in control of that bit.
Yeah, I know.
So, we've looked at the times. We know about a bleeding veggie burger that bleeds beetroot juice.
Yeah. Like, why?
I don't know. What are we doing now? What newspaper are we dallying with next, Martin?
We're going to the Daily Express.
Yep.
Page 7.
Yes.
And we need to talk about the Queen.
Let's talk about the Queen, then.
So, apparently, the Queen is a big fan of the TV show Pointless, quiz TV show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I need your help, because I don't understand Pointless.
Have you ever watched it?
Yes.
Ah, now, you see, you have me at a disadvantage, because I never have.
Yeah.
And so your level of understanding it will be either mine, because I don't know how it works at all, because I've never seen it.
Apparently, the fewer the points, the more you win.
That's correct. It's like golf.
How have you? When have you ever watched Pointless?
I've watched Pointless.
Isn't it on when you're at work? Oh, no, that explains it. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Got a laptop in front of me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And do you understand it?
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, I can.
Can you actually do it?
May I do it? Yeah, sure, if you want. Basically, they give a topic. They asked 100 people, like, family fortunes. Yeah, they don't do that.
Oh.
They go...
Oh.
Bing!
Okay.
And then you have to try and guess the least popular answer.
Fewest.
Popular answer. The most unpopular answer.
So it's the opposite. It's family fortunes, but the opposite.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah,
so they just
and then
that.
In the later rounds, you have to sort of answer questions, but also you're still guessing which one was the most unpopular answer.
That's very confusing.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's very popular.
It's very good.
The Queen loves it, apparently.
Yes.
She takes like a late afternoon break with a cup of tea and
what, from doing nothing?
Well, you said that, I didn't.
She's the leader of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
And the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth.
Haven't you seen The Crown?
She had a, leave her alone. She's an old woman. She had a cold. She didn't go to church.
She's fine now. She's been to church now.
Yeah.
But she likes a point. She likes Pointless. How do we know this?
Because it's,
she's applied.
No, this, so the presenter of Pointless, Alexander Armstrong.
Yeah.
Is it the one with the glasses?
No, that's Richard Osman.
Oh, okay. Because that one, I always think that looks a little bit like Marcus Brigstock.
Yeah.
So I confuse them both.
The comedian Marcus
Brigstock. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Anyway, so yeah, apparently that's been revealed by Alexander Armstrong.
So the Queen must have texted Alexander Armstrong.
Texted.
And I'm watching your Pointless program with a cup of tea and half. I like to do that. How does Alexander Armstrong know that?
I think because there's the little northern voice in my head that just told me that.
What, the northern gobby witch as broadcast through the glass?
That one.
Yeah.
She just told me that someone from her staff told him.
Right. One of her aides.
No, the Queen's staff.
The, Queen, the Queen's got aides.
What? Sorry,
they help her out.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'm normally through the glass.
Yes.
And I'm not used to people talking in my ear, so I can't listen to.
Just take your headphones off. She's irritating. She talks in my ear all the time.
I don't even understand what she's saying.
She just turned my microphone off.
Now we've left her.
You shouldn't have done that because she won't remember how to put it back up.
In charge of the buttons, she just turned the microphone off. Like she does. She, look, Cass pressing buttons, right? Is just a. Is,
we shouldn't leave her in charge of the buttons.
I mean,
if I
asked her to press, I don't know.
Can you just press a talk radio jingle, Cass?
This is LBC 97.3.
It's not the right
wrong button.
Oh, no, do the jing. Do press just a talk radio jingle.
This is BBC Asian Network.
No, it's not.
It's not though, is it?
And I thought I was rubbish at the job.
Yeah, but no, look what she's doing.
I know.
Press a trail for Paul Ross.
Whack, whack, oops.
Oh, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's in the system.
So the Queen likes Pointless. See, I could say that. I could say the Queen likes this.
I'm pretty sure she does.
Yeah, just if Alexander Armstrong can do it. All right, here we go. Why isn't that in the paper? Get that in the Daily Express. The Queen likes nothing more than between 1 and 4 in the afternoon than sitting down with a cup of gin and listening to talk radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. It's medicinal. Between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There, put that in the paper. That's as bloody accurate as that.
Write it in the paper right now,
yes,
with that pen.
Okay.
Write that now.
So why is it that I've got to write something again?
The Queen fancies John Holmes.
John, how do you spell John?
J-O-N.
J-O-N. Holmes. Is it like Eamon Holmes?
Yeah, but less famous.
Fewer. Okay. The Queen fancies John Holmes in the paper.
There you go. And that's how you do the papers. That's journalism right there. Thank you, Marta.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to go back to the desk now?
Not really.
Okay.
But I guess I have to.
Yeah. All right, 20 minutes we have left. By the way, James texts in a lot, right? Hello, James. Doesn't have a surname here. And wants to play band or winter sports terminology, right?
Yeah.
James, we because you have to text the word meet to take... But, right, James, we know, but you're withholding your number, so we can't call you back, James. All right, you're texting in now. You've written talk, meet, game, James, right? That's good. You started the message with the word talk, you put the word meet. But your number is withheld, so we can't call you back to get you on radio to play it. You div. So, text us again, but with your number this time. There. Right, that's the number anyway, 8722.
Sorry, your message with the word talk.
Write the word meet on it, and you could be on air playing band or winter sports terminology to win some meat against Cornelius.
Hi.
Next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwoods Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with our great range of low-priced trade essentials. Perfect for filling up your van. Like Tarmac Post-Mix Concrete, just £2.90 per 20kg bag. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
Where can you find sun, sea and history? All served with a very British twist. Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M5 in Devon is struggling northbound past an accident near junction 29 for Exeter and Honiton. A lane's closed for the recovery. Leicestershire's eastbound A14 is shut from the M1 and the M6 at Catthorpe through to junction 1 at Welford. A couple of lorries are involved in an accident. It's making the southbound M6 towards Catthorpe very heavy and also slowing down the westbound A14. Staffordshire's A500 in the Torque area of Stokes blocked northbound at the Torque roundabout for the A34 because of an accident. And there's a lane out on the M6 north near junction 20 for the limb interchange after a vehicle fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
Forecast sun, reality rain. Went to the zoo anyway, kids were hyper, squeaky wiper, parked up, paid too much. Ponchos all round, saw a soggy panda, a damn giraffe. Avoided the gift shop, back to the car in the rain. The wiper's still squeaky, windscreen still streaky. Headed to Halfords, found wiper blades, nice bloke said he'd fit them for me. Nice one, nice bloke, all fitted, all sorted. Headed home to the sound of Alfie's penguin impression.
Buy a pair of replacement wiper blades from Halfords and we'll fit them for you on the spot for just £4. Open late 7 days a week. Halfords, for life's journeys. Check for opening hours, exclusions apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio. Now, we've been looking ahead of giving away some meat this afternoon. We've been looking at the news, of course. Jeremy Corbyn wants to give away a hat. He's got he's calling it a wages earnings cap.
Earnings cap.
Yeah, it's a variable size. You can alter the little plastic thing at the back with little holes in it. You can alter the size depending on the size of your head. It's got earnings written on the front. It's got a picture of Jeremy Corbyn on it.
Can you wear it sideways to look cool?
Yes.
Excellent.
Don't, though. So that's in the news, of course. We know there's an Arctic blast on the way. That's in the news.
That's a drink, isn't it?
No. It's
the bowling alley.
It's a weather.
The cinema. A slushy.
And we know that Donald Trump has dissed Meryl Streep. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, Cornelius, we're here to help, as you know, and we're here to help by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the easy way in and out again. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present to you the news in haiku.
Another day of southern train strikes. Could be worse. Could be from the north.
The news in haikus. Right then, here's the moment no one's been waiting for at all. It's the moment that we give away some meat. That's a budget thing. That's the level of the prize that we can afford and are allowed to give away. It's your choice of chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or, of course, a box of organic veg. We're not missing those out because we're not racist. So, today on the line to play for the meat or the veg is Luke. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Luke?
Yeah, I'm not bad, how are you?
Good, yeah, very well. Thank you for asking. Very well.
You sound just like you do on the radio.
That's true.
I think he's going to be good at this.
Yeah. Where are you, Luke? What do you do?
I'm just out shopping in Bromley Town Centre at the moment.
Bromley Town Centre, how nice. Well, I say that. It's
near
not,
the Glades.
There we go.
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
On your applicator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, down. What are you shopping for? What are you shopping for?
Oh, just anything in the sales, really.
All right. Fine. What do you do, like, you know, for a living?
I'm a sand sculptor.
Are you?
Yeah.
In Bromley?
Well, not in Bromley.
No. Otherwise, that's just like
I've never seen any sand sculptors in Bromley.
A building site or something. It's not really coastal, is it?
I do it on the South Bank, where there is sand.
That's excellent news. That's excellent. Good. I like a sand sculpture. I'll be honest with you.
Do you do the dog?
No. That is more of the sort of thing that you would see in Bromley Town Centre.
Because they're fake, those ones, aren't they?
I've heard that, actually. I don't know.
So what people do, they get an actual dog and cover it in sand and tell it to sit.
Yeah.
No,
I've never kicked one and sort of seen if it's moved.
Oh, no, do kick one.
Don't kick a dog.
No, kick a sand dog, though.
Well, if it genuinely is sand, it wouldn't be cruelty.
Exactly.
Well, it'd be quite cruel to the sand sculptor who spent a lot of time sculpting a sand dog.
He hasn't. It's just a little mould, and they just pour some sand over it and then spend the rest of the time touching up the edge.
What, like Bono? Come on, keep up. All right, so... So... The secrets of sand sculpting, then, Luke. I mean, do you? Is there a lot of cheating going on? Because they are intricate and complicated, and you never see anyone start it. You always walk past the sand sculptor when they are just touching it up, as Cornelius said there, don't you? So is there a lot of mould cheating going on, or do you actually start from scratch?
Well, I suppose it depends what sort of sculpture it is. I mean, obviously, the ones where they are... Where they keep them for days on end.
Yeah,
they've built them on the first day, and then they just keep them. Where I do it,
yeah.
The tide comes in, yeah. So you have to start fresh every day.
Yeah, well, I admire you. Luke.
Fair play.
Yeah, it's a fair. I think more fair play in sand sculpting is what we are advocates for.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, Luke. Now your chance. I mean, it's kind of the opposite of sand because this is technically snow based because it's and snow is, as we know, the opposite of sand, and.
Uh-huh.
And it's name of a band or name of a winter sport. Not the name of a sport, beg your pardon. It's winter sport terminology. So it could be like a winter sport move, you know, that. You know what I mean, that kind of thing. Right,
yeah.
So all you got to do is basically band or thing, or sports thing, winter sports thing. That's what you'd be doing. You're playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello there.
Cornelius.
Hi.
Ask Podcast is through the glass. She'll be keeping score, which is useless because when she speaks, she can't understand a word she's saying, so we won't even know what you got in the end anyway. However, here we go, very simply, playing for meat. Oh, which meat, Luke? Chicken, beef, lamb, or sausages, or box of organic veg?
Are they of equal value or of equal weight?
They're of equal well, I don't know.
We don't know.
Just pick one.
I'll go for the lamb, then.
A bit of lamb for Luke. Lammy Luke. Here we go. Perhaps you could hide it under some sand and say, look, I've sculpted a lamb. All right, okay, here we go then. Alphabetical order, Luke versus Cornelius. Luke first. Right, band or Winter Olympics or winter sport thing? Omega. Omega. What is that?
Oh, that sounds like a band to me.
It's the curve of a luge. The luge curve. Cornelius, blunt air, band or winter sports?
Terminology.
It is. It's a ski move. Good knowledge. Mm-hmm. Curved air, Luke. Curved air.
Oh, I think that's a band.
It is a band. Very good.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Iron Cross.
Are
Iron
you?
Cross.
Oh. Terminology.
Yes, crossed ski tails. Very good. Daffy.
Terminology.
Yes, splits in midair on the skis. Daffy's a daffy. Duffy.
To pan, to
yeah.
The singer.
Yes, right. Yeah. reverse trough.
That sounds like terminology to me.
It is. It's a ski. It's
different type of terminology.
No. Well, it is as well, but this one's a ski move. Good. Ruts. Ruts.
Oh, that's a ski thing.
Yeah, off-piste.
Yeah.
Slits.
band?
Yes! Slits for a band. Back scratcher, Cornelius. Back scratcher.
Back scratcher? Band?
No, it's when your skis go up and touch your back when you go off a jump.
Oh, right.
Back scratcher. Backstabber. Backstabber.
Terminology.
Band. Biter. Cornelius. Biter.
Terminology.
Yes, it's when a curling stone touches the outer edge of a 12-foot circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Pillow biter.
Band?
Yes, they're a heavy metal band from Wisconsin. Very good. Harry Luge. Cornelius.
Band?
Yeah, he's a country singer.
Yeah, I thought so.
Harry Luge. Uphill slide.
Terminology.
It's a band from Texas. Winger. Winger.
Band.
And...
Terminology.
Yes, but half a point.
Why? Yeah. I got both.
No, you didn't. Anyway, it's ice hockey and indeed a band. Winger. Lead singer and bass player, Kip Winger. Poke check.
Band?
Yes, it is. It's when... it's ice hockey. It's when the blades push the puck away. Cornelius.
Yeah?
An eight-ender. Eight-ender.
Terminology.
Yes, when all eight curling stones. It's curling stones.
Lots of curling.
Yeah. Backwards cowgirl.
Isn't that a sexual position?
No clues.
Spell it out there.
Oh, it's a good band.
Yeah, they're a punk band from Ohio. Very good. And finally, Cornelius, band or terminology, wrist shot.
Isn't that an band?
It's an ice hockey term. It means an accurate shot on goal. Yeah. It means that in both senses, actually. So, let's very quickly go to the scores. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
She's got today's scores. Luke there, he's playing for some lamb, but what were the scores? Ask Broadcast.
We might need the system. I'm just saying.
Fire up the system then. Here comes this. Sorry about this, by the way, Luke. The system that we fire up to get the scores is very slow. It's quite a slow system. There we go, we're in. Okay, so just a bit of typing. Just to input your data, Luke, to find out what you've... Cornelius, type a bit faster. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just print.
Okay. Quite a slow printer as well, Luke. Slow printer thing. And we... come on, printer! Too slow all the time.
It's nearly done. No, it's not.
I'm so sorry, Luke. It takes so long. Oh, right, at last. Oh, paper jam.
Right, I got the scores.
Yes.
Con got...
yes.
Hang on, I've ripped it. 7.5.
Yeah, an half. Yeah.
Luke got 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that makes...
Luke the winner.
That makes Luke the winner! Congratulations, Sand Sculptor Luke. You have won yourself some lamb. Well done. You're welcome. Yeah, good, go away now. Well done. Right, that's it from us. Sam Delaney's with you next, live on Drive on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon, with comedian Chris Ramsey, who joins us in the studio to flog something or other. I know, a DVD or a tour or something.
It's a show, a TV show.
TV show that he's got. Plugging that. Chris Ramsey on the show tomorrow. We'll see you 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.